Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
The mysterious Gram Box from More Beer brings you this Brewing Network Sunday session. See the Gram Box affordable control unit at morebeer.com.
I poured it in my mouth and it just wasn't going down.
My first beer was an IPA, the best IPA I've ever drank, mostly because I brewed it.
If you have a scale that is good for measuring cocaine, you're probably good for measuring hops.
You're scaring me.
I think the information is awesome and the audio sucks.
Make some sugary water, throw some yeast in there,
and you're going to drink good beer.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's fine.
God damn it, man. Oh, my God.
Now, live from the Brewing Network studios in Northern California, this is the radio program for home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, and beer geeks. It's your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers together with, well, expert drinkers. This is the radio program with a head on it. This is The Session.
Good noon?
Good noon! Hey, how about that news we got lined up for you? All right!
Yeah, it's a good noon session. I should have told Moscow we don't even need a guest today.
Right?
Do news all day.
Oh, that's my dream.
Did a gay spirit just pass by you or something, JP? You threw your hands in the air and were like avoiding something.
I had some weird issue.
Nobody else can see.
With my headphones. Gay spirit just passed through me.
Well, you flailed a little bit.
I did.
You threw your hands back.
Well, I felt like doing a flag dance.
He's got a little blank look on his face.
Yeah. Well, that's normal.
That one's good noon. He's like, huh? What?
What? Let's do it. I'll give you news in 10 minutes.
We've got a nooner today.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to tell you that it's because we're giving some love to our East Coast listeners, and we've got an East Coast guest, so we thought we'd start early. But the real reason is that Doc and I want to go to an afterburn party today. That if we did the show, if we went to it beforehand, we'd have showed up to the show all fucked up and unable to do it.
Right.
If we waited till after, we would have missed it. So we decided to do an East Coast love show at noon. It's a nooner.
See, everybody wins.
It's a session nooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good. It feels weird.
Who doesn't like a nooner?
It does feel weird. I love nooners.
You know, I've thought about, I've been contemplating lately changing the day of the Sunday session.
What?
Yeah.
To win.
Just to fuck with people, you know.
Session on Thursday.
And Thursday was one of my days that I'm thinking about.
Right.
As I grow lazier, I've kind of wanted my weekends back, you know? Yeah, it gets in a lot of, you know, there's beer festivals that we miss. You know, Shat and Tasty, they can pull it off. They go, and then they could just come sit here stoned and drunk all show.
Yeah, we'll take a little nap. It's fine.
But I can't do that.
If they wanted to, yeah.
You know? 'Cause here's how the show would go if I do that.
Hey, Justin.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Oh, yeah. Can you turn up my mic?
Yeah. You know, so, I don't know, it's a thought. What do you guys think? Should we move it?
It is a thought. You're right about that.
The problem is that it's such a perfect time for the show, because everyone's done with everything for the weekend at 5, and,
at least on our coast.
People have jobs. But I don't. So, in fact, I'm loolooking around this room right now, and 4 out of 5 brewcasters do not have a job.
That is true.
In this room.
I keep telling you, I work here.
Well,
you say that
I guess
you
it's
want.
A job, but you couldn't necessarily call it gainful employment.
That's well, no. It depends how you, you know, define gainful.
Yeah.
I do gain a lot, but, you know, no U.S. currency.
Mm. You're moving up that corporate ladder.
Yeah. Right.
Wampum.
So, JP.
Yeah.
The chat room was pretty angry with me yesterday during the Brew Strong episodes because we casually mentioned that everybody in here except Doc doesn't have a job.
Right.
But didn't give any explanation of how it is that JP actually doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we talk about this a little bit?
Sure, let's talk about it.
So you've been with More Beer for, what, 14 years?
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So you started when you were 8?
Yeah, pretty much.
How old were you when you started?
20.
Okay.
Right. I mean, probably, yeah, 20.
Right around 20.
Yeah.
You've been there a long time.
Been there a long time.
Oh.
And as of, what, last Friday?
Yeah, October 1st, according to the unemployment agency, as far as they know.
I see. Hi, Bevo. Yeah. Welcome. You, as of October 1st, you no longer have a job with More Beer.
Not full-time.
I see.
Not true.
Okay.
So I run their social network. So I still work with them. I'm still going to do some advertising for them. I'm still going to produce the videos and kind of do the stuff I really like to do. So it's more of a shift, but I'm more of a consultant, contractor, yeah.
So you've gone independent.
I've gone indie, man.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's, you know, I make more money. I don't work as much. And
it's the Crosley plan.
Right? I'm trying.
You're
man.
On the Crosley
I'm trying.
Plan.
If I can grow my hair long, I would do it.
Well, now let me talk to you about this aspect of it.
All right, yeah,
it's a ballsy move. Are you nervous as hell?
I'm super nervous. I try not to think about it because I could easily just kind of go in that weird hole of like spiraling depression and
right.
fear and anger and resentment about what I've done to myself. But
like where you were a month ago.
For the last few years, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about it, yeah. What I'm trying to do is my own kind of social network management.
Okay.
So I would take companies like the Brewing Network, which I already kind of do some of your Facebook stuff and Twitter
yeah.
BS, and More Beer and a couple other people I'm talking to, and manage their whole network of interacting with their customers, be it on forums or Facebook or making videos for them or that kind of stuff.
So you want to Facebook for people?
I want to sit at home and I want to Facebook for people.
You want a friend request for people?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Why stop at companies? Why not do it for people, too?
If I could, I would.
You know, you could search out Moscow's old high school friends for him.
I would do it.
And then decide which ones are still hot and which
yeah.
ones aren't and who he should friend.
I would filter all of that. I would be his pre-friend.
I think that this could work. I think that even individuals need social networking advice.
There's a market for this, for sure. You're right.
Some people do, man.
I know yeah. what you can call it.
What's I that? Mean,
in your Facebook.
I do need a name for my company.
That's not
it
bad.
It could be in your Facebook.
In your Facebook.
It's not bad at all.
I know that I've friended some people that I've regretted. I could have used some consulting.
Oh, yeah. For you know? Sure. I've done that too. You want a free tip? I'll give you free Facebook.
All right,
free
give us
Facebook
our first
tip.
In your Facebook Corp tip.
LLC, if you will.
Yeah.
Never friend anybody that you work with.
Yeah.
Don't friend anyone that you work with.
I get my patients trying to friend me.
Yeah,
too.
Don't do that either.
No, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, if you have patients or if you, you know, whatever, if you work for people or you work with people, they should not be your friends on Face Spaces.
That's why I haven't friended Doc.
Yes.
Right.
Because we work together.
Or back at him.
There is a group, I think, on Facebook where it's if you're friends with Doc before Justin, you should join the group.
Right.
Yeah, look for that.
That group is still there?
I think so.
Yeah, I get friended by people that I don't even know who the hell they are, and there's nobody in common.
Right.
And that would be perfect for you to check up on who those people are.
That's when you call
I'll do it. I'll
in
give
your
you,
Facebook.
I'll give you a special friend rate.
Good.
Yeah.
Those are the people you press ignore for.
Yeah.
Well, no, it just gets me wondering, like, who the hell they are.
I get those, too, and then I leave them in limbo, and I check every once in a while to see if they start getting, you know, BN people in common with me, and then I go, okay. Then
if they're a friend of Bevo's, I can be a friend of theirs.
Yeah. So. If Bevo can tolerate them.
By the way, we've got Mini Doc in the studio today.
We do.
Which is kind of, it's kind of like saying Doc, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we got Mini Doc in the studio. Little Bryson's hanging out with us today.
Say hi, Bryson.
Keeping it real.
Hi.
Yeah, he's hanging out. Yeah. We gave him a couple cans of Four Loko before the show.
he likes the purple kind.
Yeah. He does like the purple.
He's been doing that and spinning in circles over a bat for the last 5 minutes. So we're gonna make him run a course, obstacle course, and
Four Loko
drive a car.
It'll be perfect. And then drive a Hummer. As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, Chet's laptop in there ran out of porn, so that's why he's in here.
That's why he's hanging out here in the studio. Well, Four Loko is back in the news this week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This stuff
somebody died?
I'm telling you, the gift that keeps on giving.
See, that would be social network management.
Well, I've got a couple of things for you. Part of it has to do with my trip. I bailed out of here, out of Great Pacheco, for a week-long road trip. And first thing I did was head to Joshua Tree to meet some old friends. You guys know some of them. Listeners, too, like Big Joe.
Big Joe,
Big Joe Hurt. And I was hanging out with them, a bunch of musicians and stuff. Well, we're at this campground in Joshua Tree. And in the desert, things are very quiet. I mean, you could hear a pin drop in the desert. There's nothing going on out there. So the campgrounds are silent. And it was a Friday night. And, you know, my crew, whoever it is, whether it be you guys or anybody else, obviously is not the quiet type.
No.
Never happens that way. No. So we start getting yelled at by the camp across from us. This woman, by like 8 o'clock, she's yelling at us. You guys are loud. All right.
Yeah.
We are. Thanks.
Doc hooked me up with a kegerator, so I brought the party. I mean, I had the Westie and a kegerator with three kegs. I had some of your beer, JP, which was the first to go, by the way, beer de garde. And I had Doc's malt liquor, which they drank up in force and then really got the party rolling.
I'll bet.
Well, by about 10, we had been yelled at a couple of times by this woman. Just kind of like, just easy yells like, could you be quiet, please? We can hear you over here, you know, at a couple of times. Yeah,
I can hear you too.
Well, at one point in the night, I don't know what time it is, but I start telling people about Four Loko. I don't know why it had come up. They were talking about energy drinks or something. And I said, you know, have you guys heard of Four Loko? Nobody had heard of it. And so I start telling them, well, you know, listen to this.
If you want a party.
If you want a party. This stuff has twice the caffeine, and it has twice the alcohol, and it has twice, and I'm going on. And this woman, out of the darkness, out of the silence other than me, I don't give a shit if it has twice the balls in it! You guys need to shut the fuck up over there! It just, like, breaks, like, cracking through the whole park. I don't care if it has twice the asshole! You guys need to have some respect! Just screaming. And so, you know, the ranger across the park can hear it.
Right.
So at this point, he decides to intervene, and that's when he comes over. And
did he shut her up?
Well, actually, to be honest, before that, so her husband comes, like, you know, trudging over, hanging his head.
She made him.
Oh, you fucking know it. Also, because after she yelled that, it was like a moment of silence, and then we all just started cracking up laughing.
Well, what else are you going to do,
man?
It was the
funniest thing. And so we kind of, and then we're making rude comments afterward, of course.
Oh, yeah.
This guy comes over hanging his head. And to be honest, we really weren't yelling or being that loud, but just talking in this park, you know, it just travels. And she was right across the way. Guy comes over, head down. Guys.
Come on.
Listen, I know you're not even really being that loud, but it's just that sound really travels. And you know, we're trying to sleep. And I know you guys aren't doing anything wrong. And we're just staring at him, like making him go through all of it.
Yeah.
Because it's really funny to watch this. And then we laugh again, of course, and say, we'll go to bed, dude. We're about drunk anyway, so we're out of here. So we went to bed for the poor bastard.
How old of a guy was this?
In his early 30s. They were our age.
Yeah.
They were our age.
Really?
And let me make this public service announcement. I don't understand why you go to a public campground and expect to get the most silent night of sleep in the world. For one, if you're that type of sleeper, bring some earplugs and shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Right.
Or just don't go. It's a public campground, and most of the time when I'm not saying that it's okay to just, you know, be rude and scream into people's tents, but most of the time you're meeting up with old friends, or you haven't gotten away from work in a while and you're looking to cut loose. Not everybody wants to sleep in a library.
Right.
Go sleep in a library if that's what you're looking for. Don't go to camp.
Or camp off season when there's nobody else there.
There you go.
If that's what you like peace and quiet, camp off season, not on a weekend at Joshua Tree in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come on. Although it was October, but
still. It feels like summer, I bet.
Yeah, it does.
Feels like summer.
this woman, I feel bad for the woman.
Right.
I'll tell you what. So she woke up bitching about us. First, I was asleep, of course, but all my campmates who kind of were around her heard her first thing. I can't effing believe it. I couldn't sleep a wink. I mean, she spent the whole night thinking about the noise that we were making. Ruined her herself. You ruined your night, lady.
Right.
We did not ruin your night. These people should just jump off a cliff already. You're going to go through life like that?
She's going to make that poor guy's life really long.
Was the campground full?
No.
And they couldn't have moved?
The next night, some new campers in our group showed up before we had gotten back from our hike. And the woman came up to them and said, you don't want to camp here. These guys are loud. And all the guy goes, oh, I'm actually with them, and there's about twice as many of us tonight, and they told me to bring drums and a guitar and everything. So tonight, but he was real polite, and he's like, you know, the campground's pretty empty. You might just want to consider moving instead of fighting this battle.
Right.
You know? And so they did. So the woman moved like all the way to the other side of the park. I'm sure she still heard us.
Oh, I'm sure she's still complaining about it, too.
Yeah.
It was the drum circle.
Did
you ask her to join you?
Well, at that point, it was too late, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The next night, had she not moved, that was our plan. When we came back from the hike, we were going to go over and say, look, you know, we're not trying to be rude, but we're old friends. We haven't been together in a while. We're gonna be singing and dancing tonight. But I got a kegerator full of beer, and you're welcome to it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Invite them over. Yeah. They're young kids.
I have some sleeping pills.
My buddy over there made some magic pudding. A couple spoonfuls of that. You and your husband will be having the time of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Just need some earplugs, man.
Apparently, I just have to bring a suitcase full of earplugs with me everywhere I go.
That's it.
Because this happens to me a lot.
See, but she's not. This has nothing to do with noise, and she's not interested in being reasoned with or invited to your party. It's just her life sucks, and this is how it's coming out. You know, she has a shitty job, and her coworkers hate her, and she has a couple of kids from a previous marriage she hasn't talked to in 5 years. Her life sucks, and she's taking it out on you.
She is.
Well, because her husband just kind of rolls over anyway on that.
I hope she's
done beating him.
I hope that they were just engaged, and he realized this weekend that he's made the wrong decision and gets to bail out. Because if it's too late, I feel bad for her. What a waste of life.
I wish that
you should have the second night. Should have just gone and invited just him over.
Oh, true that. Hey, dude. No, you can't come, lady.
No. We know about you.
You're too funny to come. You got to stay here and scream at us. It's too great.
I wish that that you guys had absorbed him the first night when he came over. But dude, just have a beer with you. Come on,
take a beer. Yeah. Take one back to your old lady too.
Yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating though. When she started screaming, I don't care if it's twice the asshole. She's just. We couldn't help but laugh.
How do you not?
Like, I gotta. We were camping once before we had children's, and we were at this campground, and there was this guy, must have been a tent. You heard Tasty snore?
Oh, yeah.
This guy had, Tasty had nothing on this guy.
I mean, wow.
It was just buzzsaw, and you wake up at midnight, you wake up at 2, and he's still, finally my wife walks over, walked over close to her tent. We were in a camper. I think it was in my Westie, and you still hear him. And he was not that close. And my wife just yelled at her, "Turn off that fucking buzzsaw, god damn it!" And then it kind of stopped.
Oh.
And then you hear clapping going through the,
really?
The campground.
Roll over.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There should be a rollover rule. You're allowed to go into somebody's tent and roll them over if they're snoring.
Or just kick them through the tent.
Because that's different than having a good time. That's just annoying.
Right.
Oh,
right.
It was loud and echoing through there.
I know what to do.
I found more Four Loko. Somebody sent me new Four Loko videos.
Put my drink in right now. You're going to get fucked up tonight. Let's go. Yeah.
That's a house party.
You know, I'm a watermelon guy. I like watermelon.
People laying all over the place.
Tonight I'm a pop king. Put your cans in the air right now. Let's go.
I go loco on they ass. Loco on they ass. I go loco on they ass. Loco on they ass. I go loco on they ass. Loco on they ass. I go loco on they ass. I go 1, 2, 3, 4. Loco on they ass.
That looks like an awesome party.
That does look like a good party.
Yeah.
I like to hear the lady yell at them.
Got a lot of dough. Liquor store closed. I know.
know what to do. What? Get a loom. I ain't got a lot of dough.
Bring that back.
Liquor store closed. I know what to do. What? Get a loco. Let's go.
Liquor store closed. How do you get more locos?
Yeah, the liquor store's closed.
The convenience store. That's the 7-Eleven sells the locos. That's what he's saying.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be the packy.
I gotcha.
So this one was real bad until they started rapping, and then they used it a lot of networks.
Oh.
No video for this one.
I'm fucked up and my eyes are feeling kinda low. Gone out my head cause I've been swigging on that logo. And I ain't talking about the kind you hear in Mexico. Me refiero a la que le hace un muy cómico. I-N-E-V-R-I-A-T-E-D. Take a shot and join the jamboree. You know the deal when the bottom about to cause a flood.
That's how good the spelling was.
It's too long.
Oh, now the world's spinning. What you put up in my drink? A bit the Everclear? Oh, that's what made my eyes pink. The potion got me tripping something like a charter bus. Ginseng made me twitch like Zucker on that angel
tripping
dust.
Like a charter
too
bus?
Many flavors got that's my tongue feeling enthralled. Damn, another ace. It's time to do a waterfall. So I'm living la vida loco.
Wow.
Some real bad ones.
I thought you said it got better. Got that loco.
Maybe it was this one. It just never ends, this loco. Yeah, I think this is the one that they start cursing a lot.
Yeah.
Entire CD of Four Loko songs.
Yeah,
and take them on a road trip.
It's
camping.
Awesome.
Roadie. All of these videos have tens of thousands of views. Like people can't get enough.
This one has 12,000.
And you know, stop, at least 25 are from Justin. About to get it right now. Please turn up the joint. I'm sipping on that level, got a little too buzz because I had a bad week. Now I need a nice buzz and I'm feeling kind of lightheaded. Yeah, I got a bad feeling. I don't give a fuck though. Nigga, press the watermelon. Yeah.
I'm trying to get gone. Trying to get to the point where I can't make it home. And I'm feeling quite nice. Hey, watch me do my dougie, but I can't do it right. So niggas think I'm funny and it's cans everywhere. And I drink a whole bunch and I'm gaming up this girl.
Anyway.
Did you get my message to you? I left you a voicemail when
no.
you were out camping.
Oh, I did get your voicemail, yeah.
I was on Face Place and was looking at one of my friends' groups.
Doing market research for your new
doing
LLC?
Market research.
Yeah.
And his, like, little niece had posted. And I was like, oh, let me check out pictures of this dude's niece, man. She's
of course,
hot.
Yeah.
And I saw him being a creep looking through her Facebook. And there's, like, six or eight separate folders all with Four Loko.
Wow.
Like, she's a Four Loko drinker.
Ouch.
And there's, like, creative shots with her and her friends, like, pounding Four Loko. And
creative
like,
shots.
All partying, yeah.
Wow.
I had never seen it, like, in the wild like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd never actually seen it. Instead of under a strobe light on a YouTube video.
I think it was Kim Wood who said we should start a Four Loko sighting, you know, site where people can snap photos of people buying Four Loko.
Yeah.
In other words, like douchebagswithfourloko.com. So we could post these photos.
About to get crunk with some loke.com.
I bet Sammy would be in half of them. Sammy and Doc would be in half of them.
You know, I can't be seen buying them, so I'd send Sammy in.
Right.
He'd do it.
Give him the money.
Yeah.
Do you think in the hood they sell Four Loko at bars?
Oh, it's a good question.
Oh, for sure.
Chet, yeah. Chet, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Over ice with a little more vodka in it.
Oh, yeah. A little spike in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out. Yeah.
That's the only way to drink Smirnoff, so.
Right.
Might as well drink Four Loko that way.
All right. Rick Sobotka. Get that right, Moscow?
I believe so, yeah.
Rick Sobotka, the founder and brewmaster of Great South Bay Brewery in Long Island, New York. He's our guest today. He'll be on the line in just a few minutes. And they're a brand new brewery. I think they're only a couple months old out there in Long Island.
Long Island.
Bringing some beer to Strong Island.
I'm curious to find out about the New York beer scene, too.
Yeah.
Because I know I've got to watch it from afar and had limited experience at how much it's grown.
Right.
And I don't know that I've been to Long Island since I was a kid, so I don't even know what the beer
I flew and took the train out to Manhattan that way, so I got to see out of the train.
Got it. What is it, LaGuardia that's on Long Island?
No.
Or it's JFK that's on Long Island. Okay. Yeah, I forget.
Well, no, JFK is in Queens. It's
So what's on Long Island? Nothing.
No, it's the other way around.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't remember.
I want to settle this right now.
It's Queens. Yeah.
I think it's JFK. I think it's just, is it just past Queens?
Maybe just past. So.
All right, well, Rick can clear that. It'll be our most important question of the interview.
Where's the airport?
Oh, it's MacArthur Airport.
MacArthur. All right.
Yeah. All y'all locos is crazy.
Yeah, they got their doors open just a couple of weeks before Great American Beer Fest, and I was impressed with their beer.
Oh, cool.
Thought we'd have them on.
Great. So we're talking to them today, so stick around for that here on our East Coast early show, our Nooner. A couple of quick announcements. Signed yeast books are in and have begun shipping. Most of you should receive your should have received your books already, or you will by this coming week. By the end of the week, almost all of you should have them. So hang in there. We're just shipping them out in the order received, and there were a lot of pre-sales. Some people were thanking us because we're shipping even before Amazon. So
yeah,
we're on top of things. I'm slave driving my mom in there, and she's getting to the shipping. So
good. It's about time.
I have Steve on the phone with a Four Loko story that you might want to hear.
Uh-oh. All right. Four Loko update. News break.
I got it. Did you put it down?
Yep.
Steve, what's happening, brother?
Yo, what's up, guys? So we have a little coffee club at work. It's a once-a-month beer tasting we do after hours, and we sent somebody down to pick up some Four Loko for one of the meetings. Went into the store. It was behind bulletproof glass. The guy was behind the counter. Pointing at a cooler saying, okay, what flavors do you like?
Oh, yeah. Wow. They even had the Loko behind the glass.
Well, that's first to go.
Oh, everything was behind the glass.
Oh.
Everything was behind the glass.
Those are the best liquor stores, man.
Yeah, where do you work? Shit.
I work for a phone company.
In the ghetto.
So we drink a little.
Right.
No. We're good.
Oh.
We sent one of our employees who might live
in the ghetto,
you know, closer to Philadelphia. Yeah.
So you sent the one black guy who works in your office to go get the Four Loko, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes every time. Poor bastard. Yeah.
You white kids are pressing the black guys.
He's like, great.
He was the only one who knew where to get it.
He's, yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll bring a case. That's funny. So how did the coworkers like it?
I went with the irony, and I brought one of my tasting glasses from one of the fests that I'd gone to, and I poured it out and was looking at the color. We got watermelon. Beautiful shade of unnatural pink.
Yes. I know, I really like it, too.
Yeah. The first person took a sip, thought he went blind for a second. It was awful.
Yeah.
And we hadn't heard from the others yet.
Kicked like two cans of it, and we're like, wow, is it getting warm in here?
Yeah.
That's just the Loko working.
It'll get you crunk.
It will.
Yes, huh? But it's
all right, Steve. Thanks, brother. Good job.
It's got all the energy stuff.
Yes, take care.
All right, later.
Don't forget, it's an energy drink, too.
Yeah.
I think we're selling a lot of Four Loko.
I think we really are. We should contact them.
Yeah.
Just if you got everybody in the BN Army just to try it once, it'd probably make a big dent. Yeah.
Should send them our own rap video.
When are we doing a Four Loko show? Get them on, you know.
Oh, man.
I'll call them.
Do a full panel tasting.
I do nothing.
Call the old Latrobe Brewery.
Yeah, then we will. Can you brew it with Four Loko?
Oh, yes.
We're going to have to go with the Brew Strong on actually how do you brew it.
We'll have to do the trifecta. All shows have to cover Four Loko.
Yes. A block of Four
First
Loko.
First, we interview them on the session. Then Brew Strong goes through the techniques. And then Can You Brew It has to actually try the recipe.
And we can each take a different flavor.
And then on Lunch Meat, you can cover nothing but Four Loko stories.
Yes. Yeah.
It's perfect.
There's plenty of them. I got one in the news today, actually, in the feedback. All right, let me do these announcements. I'm running way behind. Sorry. Mr. Multi Pitching Rate Calculator is now available for your iPhone or iPad or iTouch in iTunes. It's the same pitching rate calculator that you find on MrMulti.com, but now you can go and carry it with you in your pocket. So please go to iTunes and support Jamil. He's been working for free for a long time.
When you say all those I things, it just sounds ridiculous.
iPad, iTunes, yeah. iPhone,
on
iTouch.
iTunes. It's like, wow.
iTouch. iPhone, iPad, sorry.
It's a good video. Now you just need to
the wrap off was last week, Austin.
This actually, that's my techno off. That's,
yeah. Oh, I
that's
see.
Different. When we have a,
I. Oh.
Doc and I will kill in the techno off.
Yes.
All right. There will also be new merchandise in the store. I think I've got polos to restock and things like that all this week. And signed Yeastbook is still available. So even if you didn't pre-sale, you can still buy it through us and possibly get it before Amazon. So go to the store, buy some shit. Subscribe and join the BN Army. Even $2 a month gets you automatic entry into the More Beer donation giveaway. And we do that each month. So sign up and get in. All right, another quick announcement. We did this last week. It's a raffle going on for a sick brewer. If you remember, a member of the South Shore Homebrew Club, which is from southeastern Massachusetts, as well as the members of homebrewtalk.com, are hosting a raffle to help support fellow homebrewer Jeff Fuller's family in a time of need. Jeff was stricken with Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, which apparently is extremely rare, so he's a lucky man. As of last week, he was in an extended care facility and pulling through, but has a long road ahead. So here's the deal. They've created a raffle in which tickets are $20, and a lot of people have been donating raffle items, such as Brewmaster's Warehouse and the Witch's Brew in Foxborough, Mass. So a lot of different gift certificates and equipment. $20 gets you into the raffle. For more information, you can go to jeffraffle.info. That's jeffraffle.info. And support a fellow homebrewer's family.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What about lunch meat shirts? Are those in the
I can put them up this week. I can do that. Maybe that could be your first job at the Brewing Network.
I would love a job.
Yeah. I'll buy you a can of Four Loko.
Yeah.
And set you at work.
Wind me up and point me in a direction.
All right. All these updates can be found on Twitter and
Facebook.
Which is now being fully supported by the new company In Your Facebook. so it should be better than ever.
Yeah.
All right. You can also send things and stuff to producer Scott, Scott the Jew, at scott@thebrewingnetwork.com. That's scott@thebrewingnetwork.com. You can keep sending announcements and things like that over to chad@thebrewingnetwork.com and send your feedback to feedback@thebrewingnetwork.com. Dun, dun, dun. Another plug I have to get through is, you know, the Bay Area Craft Beer Festival, the first ever Bay Area Craft Beer Festival is coming up. It's October 23rd, and it's right here in Martinez, which is practically Pacheco.
It is. It should be Pacheco, as a matter of fact. We should absorb Martinez.
We should absorb them into us, yeah. And I'm excited about this. It looks like a great beer festival. A lot of different breweries, 21st Amendment, Ale Industries, Bear Republic, Black Diamond, Blue Frog, Firestone, Gordon Biersch, Iron Springs, Lagunitas, Russian River, Speakeasy Stone, Two River Cider, Uncommon Brewers, lots of different breweries. It's October 23rd. VIP session is from 12. It starts at 12, goes from 12 to 1. Of course, you can stay through to the end at 5. General admission is from 1 to 5. It's in the historic Cannery District.
Oh.
At the picturesque Martinez Waterfront Park.
I've never heard of it. I think they meant to say Monterey.
Yes.
In the confusing Cannery Row.
Yeah.
Old Town Martinez. It's all Old Town.
Also boasting that it's the 30-plus top microbreweries west of the Mississippi.
Oh. Okay.
People still use that? People still go...
Apparently.
Mississippi's a long way away.
A largest Four Loko drinking population east of the Kern River. Right here in Pacheco. Anyway.
Wow.
A lot of live music going to be there. The Brewing Network will be there.
Oh.
Setting up a booth.
Great.
Doing our thing.
Great.
Hanging out. And
keeping it real. Keeping it real.
I'm excited to have a festival in my backyard. You know?
Just crawl home.
Just going to crawl home. Now, those of you who can't crawl home, there will be a shuttle from the Concord BART station. Maybe it's the North Concord BART station. Go to BayAreaCraftBeerFestival.com. BayAreaCraftBeerFestival.com. You can get all the information that you need. It's $50 if you want the VIP access. That gets you in from 12 to 5. General admission is $35 for the 1 to 5. So a couple of different options for you. There's a hotel that they've made a great deal with, so you can actually stay right in picturesque Martinez. If you don't have a designated driver. And anyway, looks to be a lot of fun. I'll be talking to you more about it because it's just a couple weeks away, and we're going to be there, and I'm excited to have a fest in our backyard. Right, Chad?
Yes.
Perfect.
No, I like the idea of getting from Bart on a shuttle. That's a good deal.
That is a good idea. Yeah. We might have to adopt that idea for our Winterfest.
Yeah.
To have the, you know, Bart shuttle is a smart move.
Yeah.
Bart.
All right, Doc.
Shuttle.
Shuttle.
Oh, my God.
You've got mail.
Kick ass. Yeah.
I'll get to your announcements in just a second, Chad. Feedback brought to you today by Downtown Joe's in downtown Nepas. You can go to downtownjoes.com and say hello to our friend Colin over there. He likes to talk to you a lot. Not bad, JP. Not bad. All right.
Oh, fine.
Hi, Justin and the Brewing Network.
Hi.
Hi.
I was reading this horrible story about three gay men in the Bronx who were kidnapped, beaten, and sodomized with baseball bats and toilet plungers last weekend.
Oh.
Not only all that.
In that order?
One of the victims was forced to drink 10 cans of Four Loko.
No way. No.
Yes.
He wasn't forced on the first four.
Wow. I did read the news story. It's true. It's true. Can you imagine how effed up you would be after drinking 10 Four Locos?
Probably didn't feel that baseball bat.
The good 30 bucks wasted, man.
Which end of the plunger did they use?
Talk about a festival in your backyard.
Scott.
Sorry. I was waiting for an opportunity the second you said it.
The good news is that 7 of the 9 suspects have already been arrested.
That is good news.
So they'll hopefully be locked up for a long time.
So they woke up with wood?
I didn't read the whole story, but I think it was a gay bashing where there was one guy who was sleeping with a bunch of like younger men, and they captured the younger men and forced them to admit it, and then they captured the guy who thought he was coming to a party. So the guy actually brought the 10 Four Locos with him. He brought him to go to the party, and he gets there and everyone started beating the shit out of him.
Oh man, that's not funny. That's not funny. What flavors though?
I don't know. Well, probably all of them if he got 10, you know, that's enough to try each one a couple times.
And he did.
Yeah. Oh, man. 10. Like that. Forget the beating.
Yeah.
That could kill you.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that could.
Right? I mean, that's alcohol poisoning, Doc.
Yeah, and the caffeine.
Or
caffeine.
Yellow number 5 poisoning or something.
Right.
And then all the splinters. It's just not a good day.
Yeah, bad times.
Yeah.
All right, Josh wrote in about some old shows. Says, what's up, guys? Got some feedback, some firsts, and a question. First, I just went back and listened to the Brewery and Shafley shows. I don't think I've ever heard Doc more drunk and slurring than those two episodes.
Well, listen again.
Yeah. Keep going to the archives.
Stay with us, brother.
Yeah.
The first hour of the Brewery show, I don't think I heard you talk to Patrick once. I kept thinking how he must have been sitting there and hating life, sitting around listening to you asshats dick around.
No, he's pouring me beer is what he was doing.
Yeah. Listen, dickwad. We tell all the guests exactly how the show works.
Yep.
And we tell them, you know, you might, if you're short on time or you don't want to have fun, show up about an hour late. Otherwise, hang out with us. And every time they hang out with us.
And regret it.
Fucker.
They do.
Yeah, thanks for insinuating that it sucks to sit around listening to the Brewing Network.
Right. Well, then he goes on to say, though, anyway, you guys seem to have it down under the best podcast I've ever heard.
That's right. Actually, we're a broadcast. We just record it for you.
That's right. Then he said, I tried my first goose. It was a Boone Oud.
Ooh,
tonight, while listening to Cold Hot Crash for the first time,
sorry,
after hearing you talk about both on the Shafley show, both are great.
Hey, look.
Oh,
you've got a Boone Creek.
That's a Oud.
All right, and here's the question. Mm-hmm. If I begin my mash at 154 and I drop it to 150 over the course of an hour, have I completely denatured, destroyed whatever the beta amylase on my climb to 154?
If you start at 154 and drop to 150?
And drop to 150.
Well,
not completely.
Or will
some.
The beta amylase become active again as the temperature drops back down?
No, but it just starts to denature faster at that higher temperature. Beta amylase likes it around 140 or low, but there's a window at 152 where you kind of got both of them going on. And if you're up higher, you're going to denature it faster. And so your window is shorter. It'll still work, but it's just shorter, and you're not going to get it. And going back down isn't going to help anything.
It's not, yes.
So
you can try it.
You can try it.
And it'll work a little bit.
You don't want to go backwards on that if you can help it.
No.
I've done it where I've overshot my strike temperature and, cool it down as fast as you can with some ice or some cold water. You'll be okay if you don't stay there at a long time.
Okay.
I didn't overshoot it by 15 degrees or anything, but you know, I want it back down to where my target was, and I overshot it. I kind of miscalculated the grain temperature before I started, stuff like that, and everybody overshoots it sometimes. Don't worry too much about it. Just get it down as fast as you can, but you don't try to do your alpha first, and then try to back down to the beta.
Well, he's talking 150 to go down to 150 or 154 to go down to 150.
Yeah, you're
that's not going to do anything. I mean, that's really not going to.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're not hurting your beer any. No. So, who knows if your temperature, your thermometer isn't off either.
Right.
All right. Let's see. Dear Justin, I'm in the club of fans that have been listening for a while, but have not yet brewed a beer. Don't give me any crap about it, because I have my reasons. I just bought a house. All kinds of projects need to happen before I start a new hobby.
You gotta start a group on Facebook.
Yes. Contact in your. Until the time comes that I can start brewing, I'm running through the archives and taking notes. I'd like to thank you for your episode on New Zealand beers. As it happens, I'll be traveling to Auckland, New Zealand in October, so the timing couldn't be better. I'm in the habit of bringing beers with me on my travels so that I can be a sort of beer ambassador and bringing beer back home with me.
Fix some for a local.
Anyway, hoping to meet up with some BNers to trade beers. I'm Boston-based, so I can get some things. Oh, wait, where's he? He's going somewhere. He wants to meet up with BNers. No, I'm Boston-based, so I can get some things that they might not be able to get. Would the forum be the best place for this, or is there another venue I should pursue? The forum is the best place. Yeah. Yes.
And actually, you can post that question in the forum, and they'll tell you.
There you go. And that was from Graham. Thank you. All right. Hey, asshats. I've been listening to the archives for the past 6 months or so at work, usually about 3 episodes a day. I have to speed up the podcast about 1.5 times because, quite frankly, you guys sound like a bunch of stoners. Perhaps it's a West Coast thing, or perhaps you all partake in the cousin before every show. But I digress. I got tired of feeling like a moocher, so decided to be a monthly donor.
There you go. Ooh.
It's not much, $2, but times are tough, and I have a drinking problem. Thanks for the great info and entertainment. P.S. Thanks, JP. Oh. I've decided to take the BJCP test, and when it's down this way in Asheville.
Good.
So, all right, brother. Well, thank you for donating. Every little bit counts. Do not beat yourselves up about $2. $2 is great.
The recurring is a good one, because then you don't have to think about it every month.
Yes. And by the way, it's $2 more than about, I'd say 90% of the listeners. So, good job. okay.
Hey, so that guy lives in North Carolina, and he says we're slow?
Asheville.
Yes.
Huh.
Hmm.
Huh. That's weird.
Hey, Justin, the rest of BN crew, wanted to let you know, in the recent State Amateur Brewing Show of South Australia, thanks to your help, yes, you, Justin, and all the BNers, I was able to pick up a first for my Scottish 70. Yeah. With a 38.5.
Nice.
A second for my brown porter.
No!
And a third for my APA.
Wow.
Yeah. All recipes from Brewing Classic Styles with some minor tweaks to suit what I had available. I wanted to give a shout out for doing what you do with the BN and helping keep up the efforts. That's from Schluka, a sergeant in the BN Army. Thanks, brother. Congrats.
Nice.
I think another one from Australia. G'day, asshats and JP.
Oh.
Just got back the results for the Vic Brew, the Victorian State Homebrew Competition. I entered 12 beers, picked up first place in IPA with the Can You Brew It Union Jack recipe, and third place for the Strong Stout.
Wow.
Stout based on the Can You Brew It Shakespeare Stout recipe.
Oh, yeah.
That and then he tweaked the recipe a little bit after a conversation with Jamil when he was last in Melbourne. Needless to say, it was an awesome feeling, and I did a little dance in my office when I got the result. Got some strange looks from that. So pass on a big thanks to Tasty, Jamil, and JP for the recipes and tips on how to brew it, and to everyone on the session for giving me the info over the years to figure out how to brew a beer that I like, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of other things. Congrats, Darren. Let's see. Hey, fellas, and Beef. Just wanted to drop a line and tell you how much I enjoyed the Kiwi Show this past session with Epic and Hallertau Breweries. They were a great interview, despite some of the audio troubles. I'm sure Jay was shitting a brick over there.
Oh, you should have seen his face.
Mm.
I wanted to shoot myself in the face that whole effing show. But I did like the guys, and I thought they were really cool and had a lot of good things to say. I just wish the audio didn't suck.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. But he said it was interesting to hear about how they got tired of the local hops. That way some of us a world away have tried our own local varietals or something like that. I don't know what he's saying. Anyway, that's from word from Mills.
Oh,
on a side note, some of the rhymes you cats spit were sick.
Hella sick.
Hella sick, even. All right, chat, let's do your announcements, even though we're way late.
We'll rip through it real
Let's
quick
get
here.
Through it.
All right. Well, the first one's AHA rally taking place at Maui Brewing Company, November 6th. They also have an Oktoberfest going on October 30th. I actually had a chance to meet a guy from over there, and he was telling me about it. November 1st, the Strong Ales Club Only Comp. October 15th through the 23rd is Cleveland Beer Week. You can go to clevelandbeerweek.org for details.
My birthday.
Nice. Of course, the Bay Area Craft Beer Fest on the 23rd in Martinez.
Never heard of it.
BayAreaCraftBeerFestival.com. Also on the 23rd, the New England Regional Homebrew Comp. You can go to bfd.org. That's the Brew Free or Die Homebrew Club. October 23rd, Final Gravity Craft Brewers Strong Beer Comp. It's taking place in Atlanta. You can go to finalgravitybrewing.com for all the details there. Queen of Beers. The judging is going to take place on the 23rd as well. You can go to hazeclub.org for all the information there.
I hope I win.
November 6th, AHA Learn to Homebrew Day. You know, get with some friends, teach them how to homebrew. Support the AHA, of course, as always. Go to AHA.org. November 6th, World Homebrew Fest, taking place in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, on the 6th, as I mentioned. Go to homebrewfest.eventbrite.com for all the details. And then on the 13th of November, the Land of Muddy Waters Homebrew Comp. Go to mugshomebrew.org. That's M-U-G-Z, homebrew.org. That's all I got.
All right, beautiful. Chat's announcements are brought to you today by HopTech in Dublin, California. Dublin, California.
Dublin, Ireland.
You can go to hoptech.com to check them out, or if you're in the Dublin, Livermore, Pleasanton, Greater San Ramon area.
Tri-Valley.
You can, in the Tri-Valley area. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Then come on down to HopTech in Dublin, where we are the place to be.
For the things that you need.
Right. There you go. That was from our marketing team.
Thank you.
Over at In Your Facebook.
All right.
What do I have to do? I have to go to take a break now. Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Rick Sabatka of the Great South Bay Brewery in Long Island, New York. So excited about that. Bevo will be in the chat room. You can hit the chat now button and send your questions over to her. Also, as always, you can call 888-401-BEER if you have questions of your own. Hang in there. It's the Session Nooner, and we'll be right back.
Listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
My name is Olin Schultz, and I'm president of More Beer.
This month, More Beer wants you to meet the man behind the brand.
I founded More Beer 15 years ago.
Olin started brewing before the release of both Windows 3.1 and Bill Clinton.
I've been homebrewing for 18 years.
What makes starting the biggest brand in homebrewing great?
My favorite thing about working at More Beer is the great energy of the staff. Everyone loves to talk about beer.
Olin has put some of his favorite items on sale this month, just for you.
My favorite things to brew with right now at More Beer are the new breathable silicone carboy hood.
An easy way to seal your carboy without a lot of head pressure on your yeast.
My malty brown ale kit, our stainless steel quick disconnects, our line of heavy-duty kettles, and of course the B3500 brew sculpture.
The best gravity-fed brew sculpture with a footprint of just 2 by 3 feet. It can fit almost anywhere. Don't miss Olin's favorites this month only, and only at More Beer.
Nico, listen, our lawyers said that we had to do this for 1 hour, and after this, we don't have to talk to each other for 3 more months to the next meeting.
Kids, come on, let's get out of here.
I'm supposed to have more lines. I'm the professional. Hey, it's Sully.
And I'm Nico.
And we opened the 21st Amendment 10 years ago at 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just 2 blocks from Giants Park, to make great beer and have a great time doing it.
That's right, because to us, the 21st Amendment is more than just the right to make beer. It's the right to experiment, to be innovative, and just do things differently. And so now, we're putting our craft beer in cans.
That's right, cans. You can find our world-famous Heller High Watermelon Wheat Beer at Brew Free or Die IPA in the Northeast, Northwest, parts of the Midwest, and Alaska in cans and on draft. So next time you're at your local neighborhood pub or good beer store, be sure to ask for 21st Amendment in cans.
Because everyone likes it in a can.
Tasty crack cans.
Tasty crack cans.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Writing a review of WLP 400.
What? You're reviewing yeast?
Yeah. White Labs has home brewer reviews of all their strains. Are you new to these interwebs? Check it out.
That's awesome.
White Labs, your source for great yeast, invites all brewers to visit whitelabs.com to read and write your own reviews of all their yeast strains. Get real-world tips and tricks from other brewers who have made the most of their vials and post your own experiences. It's another way White Labs brings you closer to the best yeast on the planet.
And send. There you go.
You misspelled flocculate, dude.
What?
White Labs. It's all in the vial.
When I order a beer, I want my server to know more about it than I do. I want someone who enjoys good beer and loves helping others enjoy it too. I want someone who knows how to pour a perfect pint for every beer style. I want a Cicerone.
The Cicerone Certification Program is creating the type of people who help you enjoy great beer. Home brewers and craft beer lovers know beer is more flavorful and complex than ever, and it takes some serious knowledge to store and serve beer right. Cicerones know beer. There are three levels in the Cicerone Program: Certified Beer Server, Certified Cicerone, and Master Cicerone. Cicerones are truly the sommeliers of beer. The best beer locations have a Certified Cicerone on staff. Relaxed and unpretentious, Cicerone are tested on storing and serving beer, beer styles, flavor and tasting, the brewing process and ingredients, and pairing food with beer. Learn more about your next beer guide at Cicerone.org. Certified Cicerone, because it takes top talent to present a perfect pint.
What's up, BN Army? Jake and Mike here from Brewing TV.
Brewing TV is homebrew culture in video. Asking the big questions, who and why. We leave the how to the tubby know-it-alls.
Check us out at brewingtv.com.
The first webisode drops May 7th.
Like Crosley's pants in a Louisiana jail cell.
This is www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Sit down next to it, grab yourself a paper towel, and watch those yeast have sex.
You're listening to the Brewing Network.
The Brewing Network, saving your life
one beer at a time.
Welcome back to the program, and thanks for sticking with us. You can call up 888-401-BEER if you have questions for our guest today, who is Rick Sabatka. He's the owner, founder, and brewmaster of the Great South Bay Brewery in Long Island, New York. Are you with us, Rick?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Brewing Network?
Doing great. Sorry we were a little late getting to you. Hope you had a chance to have another
beer.
All right. All right.
That's good audio.
I did. Drink it.
It is good audio, isn't it, Doug?
Yes, it is.
I don't have to.
Good audio.
I don't have to cringe through the whole interview because you sound great, Rick.
Well, I'm on my home phone, so you know, I'm sounding good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, and having ourselves a couple beers, and it looks like we're being poured one of your beers as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sent you guys the massive IPA.
Good name.
It's pretty tasty. Well, thanks. Yeah. Massive flavor, and it makes you feel massive.
Great.
I need that.
Doc's going to need a couple of those. He's a short guy in the room.
I got the package, and it was, like, insulated, and there was ice packs in there, and he, you know, made sure to send me some cold, fresh beer.
Rick knows what he's doing.
He does,
there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to drink it, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So a couple of things we want to talk about with you, Rick. You're a brand-new brewery out there in Long Island.
Yes, we are. Brand new brewery. We the concept is not new. It's been about a couple years in the making, but really I joined forces with my head brewer back in September and put together all the license permits, got a building, and finally come to you just a couple months ago with legal brew.
That's pretty quick, actually. And you know, the breweries that we've spoken to, who've some of them years in the making, you've expedited that pretty nicely.
I guess so. You know, the other breweries around here and some of the local ones in New York, yeah, it seemed that the process took a little bit longer. New York changed a little bit of their requirements and timing of things, and we were able to get out there a little bit faster. So, yeah, we're probably a good 8 months is what it took us to obtain the building, licenses, permits, and be able to sell it.
That's not bad at all. We know a local brewery around here that's been doing that for
2 years.
2 years,
yeah.
and still finishing the process. So,
it's tough. I mean, when you get this 37-page application in front of you, and you got to learn the state language, the TTB federal regulation language, and you know all the redos, sending back. It's just I don't know. That's the way we kind of work. Kept going, and we got it.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a new brewery out there.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about what the beer scene is like in New York and Long Island. And just to kind of set that up for you a little bit, I've been really proud of New York and how it's grown over the years. Chad and I, you got a lot of people in the room today that'll ask you questions, by the way. We have JP, and we have Scott, who you spoke to already, and we have Chad, and we have Doc. And then myself.
Yeah.
So Chad grew up on the East Coast in Connecticut, and I didn't grow up there, but my family's there. And so, you know, a few years ago, I would travel to New York, and by few, I guess I mean 10 years ago, and the beer scene was rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mostly in New York City itself, it was rough. And I went last year, and the beer scene is amazing.
The beer scene is amazing. A combination of, I guess there's about 50-plus breweries in New York now, New York State.
Okay.
Of which about a dozen in the city and another almost dozen in Long Island. It's, you know, I think in the last 2 years to 5 years, we've seen a lot more breweries pop up. And with that, the craft beer bars, New York City is a serious hub for people to go get some craft beer from all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the best part, I think, about the beer bars there, too. They really kind of focus on variety. I'm surprised to hear you say a dozen on Long Island, too, because I didn't know that. I thought there was a very small handful where you are.
That was the case up until maybe 2 years ago. There was probably six or seven, and we have seven new breweries within the last 2 years.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Long Island is changing the craft beer scene, really. We got some great brewers. Kind of led by Blue Point, who's been around for about 11 years and makes fantastic beer. And they've grown to be, one of the biggest breweries in the country. I think they just ranked up around 45 in top grossing or top volume breweries in the country.
Nice work.
In Southampton, of course, delicious beers down on Long Island, you know, kind of their Saisons and their Belgium styles. Some of the other ones, some of the new ones that have come around the last 2 years is we got Greenport Harbor, which they're on the eastern tip of Long Island. They got a great brewer there, and two guys who are in different fields who are home brewers and put that together. With my brewery, got another one, Long Island, who's producing some excellent ales, and another one down in Nassau County, Barrier Brewing, brand new. They were just a few months before us, actually. One of the founders, actually, from Six Point. You guys are familiar with Six Point?
I am.
Brews,
yeah.
New York.
Is it Shane? Was that the brewer over at Six Point?
Yeah, that's Shane.
So he started a new brewery.
No, actually, one of his brewers had left Six Point and down in Oceanside, Long Island. Great. Barrier Brewing, it's called. Yeah, they're making some really good beer. So the Long Island scene is something that's up and coming and certainly worth a visit.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, Chad and I were talking a little bit before the show, and we're curious who your market is. Is most of your beer sold right there in Long Island? Do you have a brew pub, or is it going over to the city? What are you doing with your beer?
Well, our beer right now is actually just in the local Suffolk area. We just teamed up with one of the biggest distributors in Long Island, Claire Rose. Well, their biggest product is the Budweiser, but with it, they've increased their craft beer distribution. They are going to deliver our biggest batch of beer starting on Tuesday. So I have about 100 half-barrel kegs going out to local bars, restaurants, and beverage stores.
Great.
Right now we're kegging, and within the next year we'll have a bottling line and start putting out some six-packs and cases of beer. We're marketing. There are 4 million people in Long Island, believe it or not.
Wow.
Which is a big market. Yeah, I think most of the people who live in Long Island aren't aware of that. So really the goal is really to focus on Suffolk County, which is the eastern county in Long Island. And once we kind of saturate that area, we'll be moving into Nassau County, the more western part, which borders with Brooklyn and Queens, and then we'll cross the river and hit Manhattan. So timeline is anywhere from 12 months to 18 months before we even hit the metro area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question come through from one of our listeners already in the chat room.
Sure.
Who wants to know if you can name any specific locations that people can get your beer in Long Island.
Okay. Well, it's mainly we're in Bayshore, Long Island, and we're going to hit the craft beer bars very soon. Our home is T.J. Finley's in Bayshore, which is about 20 taps of craft beer. Then our beer will be also out in Patchogue at Barbecue. We'll be up at the Lark at in Northport. Then we'll be over at the Good Life in Massapequa Park, which we're doing a couple beer dinners actually this week. We're doing a beer and food pairing dinner with the Good Life. That's Pete Mangori's in Massapequa Park. In addition, the Nutty Irishman in Bayshore and Farmingdale.
Good name.
Yeah, and so the Irishman.
Yes. The Irishman.
They're very nutty. Absolutely. And all the beverage stores. The beverage stores, Bayshore, Islip, the Superstar beer stores, there's 7 of them. The one up on Deer Park Avenue and Babylon, Bellport beer store, Bellport Dave. There's about 12 to 15 different locations where we'll have our beer. We started out kind of slow. We had our launch party just a couple weeks ago, in which we sold out all of our beer, and then our next batch came up, and that sold out very quickly as well. And what we're finding is the Long Island drinker wants craft beer, and it's been the easiest part is selling it, to be honest with you.
Perfect.
Sounds like it. I mean, open 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, 2 years ago or even a year ago, I thought that would be the biggest challenge. And, I really had some insight from some people who recommended that we start advertising very early, build up the name, build up the brand. And then once we put it out there, it would be that much easier. And, certainly making good beer, I think, is part of it as well.
Yeah.
So we're out there.
And the massive IPA is pretty nice. What can you tell us about this beer?
It's massive.
Well,
a lot of Simcoe.
Traditional American IPA. Would you say a lot of Simcoe?
A lot of Simcoe?
Yeah. We hopped that with 4 different hops, with maybe 8 different additions. We do a couple other things to give it a certain body, and basically to affect the pH of the mash that really brings out the hoppiness flavor. We weren't even actually licensed by New York State. We entered a contest called Tap New York, where all the breweries in New York compete, and we took third best beer in New York with the Massive.
Wow! Congratulations
so,
on that.
Got a little acclaim for that. Well, thank you. Thank you. And that's kind of our flagship beer. That's the one we sent you.
It's pretty well balanced, even with all those hops. What about the? Can you tell us about the malt profile too? Because I'm impressed with the balance.
Well, the malt profile is a basic 2-row, and then all we do is we add a lot of Carafoam, Crystal, and then I put basically flaked oats in pretty much all my beers to kind of build up the dex dextrins to give it the body. And really, with this beer, you gotta let it ferment and sit for a while to get the diacetyl rest. And then we just bring it down slowly and cold condition it, and then we crash it at the end and let all the yeast flocculate out, and it comes out pretty smooth. The idea is, you know, that I struggled with since I've been brewing the last 15 years, basically, is putting a lot of hops in it, and then you get that bitter aftertaste, and finally remove that. So you get a lot of hop flavor without the bitter aftertaste.
And that's so I will say that's the one thing that's driven me away from IPAs over the last couple years is a bitter aftertaste.
I don't
mind it a whole lot in the front, but if it sticks around too long, it just I can't have another one. It just makes it unenjoyable.
Well, I think a lot of hopheads, if they're honest, they'll admit that. Well, I mean, I don't know what that
not
means.
All, yeah,
but that you like they like hop flavor,
right?
They don't necessarily like a lot of bitterness, and I think hop flavor and hop aroma, but more importantly, the flavor is what keeps a lot of hopheads going back to IPAs. But I think like this beer, if you can get rid of that lingering bitterness, they would love it much more.
That's my thing.
No, I certainly agree with you. I think and your non-craft beer drinkers or people who are trying to convert into the microbrewery scene tend to like this beer just because it doesn't have that crazy bitter aftertaste.
So what's the trick to that you found? Is it the flaked oats? Is it a combination? I mean, I don't know if you know this. It may or may not know. The vast majority of our listeners are homebrewers, so we'll get as geeky as possible just about, you know, formulation. So,
well, you know, it's hard to point at exactly one thing. You know, brewing beer is kind of like a golf swing. There's 50 different variables, and if you don't hit on each one, you don't get the desired taste and aroma that you want.
Right.
This one is really just meticulous handling. And allowing the beer to condition. You know, this beer, we let it go 2.5 weeks, which is maybe a little slower than some of the other breweries out there. And it really needs time to rest, mature, so that, you know, the actual maltiness will suck up some of that hoppiness taste and flavor. And then we dry hop the hell out of it, and it smells and tastes pretty good.
I like the dry hop the hell out of it part.
Yeah. What's your technique for dry hopping? At what point are you dry hopping, and are you at hop temperature? Or?
Basically after primary fermentation. You know, as we let it ferment, you know, anywhere from around 68 to 69 degrees, and then we start dropping it after about six days, and then that's when we throw in the dry hops then. No secret. I think it's what pretty much what everybody else does.
But you said you drop your temperature after 6 days and then dry hop?
Yeah.
So you drop your temperature 10 degrees or a little less? Or?
Well, we inch it down to around 54 degrees.
Okay.
You know, 1 or 2 degrees per day. And then we basically crash it. We crash it down to 32 degrees. And you know, that allows for all the old yeast soaked up with the diacetyl to drop into the cone. In addition to all those, you know, protein precipitates from the malt and from some of the hops, it'll fall down to the cone as well. A taste that you don't want. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons, because as a home brewer, I really didn't cold condition my beer, and the IPA was much bitter. But certainly conditioning in a colder environment seems to help the taste.
Do you filter also?
Yeah, we filter everything.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty beer.
Filter, you know.
It is.
It's pretty good. Yeah, we have this little Italian model that we bought. It's called the Spadoni. Mm-hmm. We bought that from a GW Kent. It does a nice job and doesn't waste too much beer.
I need an Italian model, you know?
Gina Spadoni.
Yes, I needed Gina Spadoni.
That's what attracted us to it, that it was Italian in a model.
Right.
Pretty sleek looking.
Understood. Yeah. I had another question come through from a listener about your use of flaked oats. And I had another question about that, too.
Yeah.
But, the listener, Phil Brazil, writes in, do you do a protein rest? He says, given that you put oats in all of your beer, I think he thinks maybe it's a necessary thing. Do you do a protein rest?
We do, but I'm not sure that's really necessary with today's malts. You know, these malts are pretty good. They don't have to do a crazy protein rest. What do we drop?
Well, I was just saying, what percent of the oats do you put in there?
That was my question.
That would have a big issue on it. Yeah. So the small percentage?
Of the oats?
Yeah.
It's a pretty small percentage.
Yeah.
You know, I've upped it in some of the beers and lowered it in some of the beers, but I find that just a couple pounds of flaked oats in a barrel batch increase the dextrins and make it tasty. Yeah.
Doc, what would be a maximum of flaked oats where a home brewer would have to worry about a protein rest? Am I talking 5% is way 10. Too much? Or
Depends on what the beer is, but like a light-bodied beer, kind of like this, you don't want to go a lot, but it depends on the beer.
Okay.
If you're getting around 10%, you're going to get much more of a slickery taste on you, and I've gone up to 15% in some of my stouts. It's not bad, so it's a bigger beer, can handle that, but in this beer, it's perfect amount. It makes it just case that edge of the thin body off of an IPA.
Yeah, kind of like you said, just makes it a little dextriny.
Yeah, it's got that, like you said, it's just one more point in this beer that just makes it what it is. It's really nice.
Yeah, and I started using that, and I did notice a very noticeable change by using the flake oats. And when I hooked up with my brewer, he's got a lot of experience brewing. He brewed for Blue Point for a while, and then, you know, everyone kind of squirms at the idea of putting flaked oats and everything, but I find it's one of my secret weapons that I'm willing to share with everybody else as well.
And you have to beat them into submission. We're going to put oats into this, young man.
Right.
Now we're going to have a nationwide run on oats.
Yeah.
More oats. More oats, yes.
Sowing oats.
Well, I like this. Now, is this another one or the same one?
Same one.
Yeah, give me. Okay, good. I'll take a refill on that.
Same one.
Same one?
Looks like I don't darker. Like IPAs in general because of that nasty aftertaste, that bitter. It kills my palate.
Yeah.
So I just shy away from them. This one's different. It's just the bitterness is there, definitely.
Oh, sure. It's an IPA.
But it's got a lot of hop flavor, but it's not killing
my palate.
Certainly
friendly to the palate.
Yeah.
We're coming up with an Imperial IPA now that's about double the hops and double the malts, and we're going to see if we can reproduce that same kind of flavor in this one. This is the Hoppocratic Oath.
That's what the Imperial will be. You're talking about?
Yeah. We're doing a little play on the medicine. I think you guys read my bio there. I'm an anesthesiologist, so some of the beers will kind of be. Rather than the Hippocratic Oath, the Hoppocratic Oath, and we will be having you and everybody else take the Hoppocratic Oath, which will...
Nice.
So you're going from one anesthetic agent to another.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, I render people subconscious in the hospital and out.
So So let's talk about that a little bit, Rick, because I am interested in how you got started. I'm reading a little bit about your bio and that you're actually a fourth-generation brewer, but that you went into, as you're stating here, you went into the medical field to become an anesthesiologist. And are you still a practicing anesthesiologist?
Yeah, I am. I'm a partner in a group in one of the local hospitals here in Bayshore, and I still continue my day job, and pretty much every other waking minute is contributed to the brewery. You know, it's some of the struggles you see when you're starting a microbrewery is certainly the costs. You know, in advertising alone, that's probably our biggest budget so far, spending a lot of money. So I got to keep my job for now until we get really rolling. I don't know when that'll be, but once we start making some money.
Yeah.
I love anesthesia. I love being an anesthesiologist. I spent a long time getting there, and it's a job that I really do love.
I love anesthesia, too, of any kind.
Yeah, she dances at the Gold Club.
Yes.
The best part is your patients, you don't got to talk to them.
Oh, that's true. Doc here, our co-host here, Doc, is our dentist, and he's got to talk to his patients.
Anesthesia is a perfect job. You know, you do a 5-10 minute interview with the patient, you put them asleep, and they can't even talk when they wake up. So it's
like JP's girlfriend. It's perfect.
I wish, man. Anesthesia would make that whole process go a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Courtney. Here, Courtney, eat this pill.
Right.
Breathe this gas.
Everything will be fine.
What do you weigh, 110? 115? Okay. All right.
Now, how long ago did you start your practice that you're a partner in? Or start with them.
I finished up my residency in 2006, and in 2009 I became a partner. So I've been in.
Well, you're moving in, quick.
Moving quick.
You are.
Don't mess around.
There's 4 million people in this.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Long Island.
I'm gonna have to have a talk with Rick after the show. He's a smart guy. It goes right into the medical field that you don't have to talk to your patients and pays effing great.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Becomes a partner and a year later opens a brewery. This man's on the fast track.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I have a boundless amount of energy, and it just always keep using it. Otherwise, it explode.
Right. I want to point out one thing to you guys in this room.
Yeah,
he's got two jobs.
Right,
you got none.
Yeah, he's really working.
This is a job.
Professional poker and the Brewing Network is not jobs.
Yeah,
I don't even like to work at the one job I don't have.
Yeah, you leave town because you're over it.
Yeah, I need a break. That's impressive.
You know, I think it's just being, I'm grateful to have two jobs that I really do love. Anesthesia doesn't necessarily feel like work to me, although some 24-hour calls do, but, brewing and owning the brewery is just a passion and certainly an adventure, and, I really tire of it, so.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how about your partners? Cool. Do they think you're nuts, starting a whole other business?
They're probably jealous.
They're actually pretty supportive. Certainly giving them beer has helped along the way.
And, right.
But I think they know that just from my personality that I'm able to do both, or they hope I'm able to do both, which I have been. It's been a kind of a nice balance between the two. But usually when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about the brewery.
Right.
Brewing new beers, how to make the beer better, how to find money, how to market it.
Yeah, when you get that find money part, let us know, would you?
Right. We need to know that too.
Yeah. It's all going
There's money out there.
Advertising.
Yeah. So far, I've been able to do it all myself, which is good. We have a small brewery, and I just purchased the property and the two buildings that we have, so... We are giving the tenants some notice, and January 1st, we're going to start construction on our 30-barrel brewery.
Wow.
Look
at this guy.
Yeah, man.
He's just moving ahead.
Doing it.
And he just said he did it all himself, too. He doesn't have a ton of investors going on.
I don't think he's an anesthesiologist. I think he's a hypnotist.
He must be a hypnotist.
You will give me the space that I need.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, Rick. Yeah, come on in.
Right. Yeah, you did your homework or something. You're a smart guy. People do that when they start businesses. Did you guys know that?
What? Homework?
They do homework. They do research.
Really?
They look into things before they start.
They just don't have. They just don't open a web page.
Well, yeah. In all fairness, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on it. I'm taking a break.
All right, Rick, I have to take a quick break and pay some sponsors. But what I'd like to do, I want to talk a little bit more about your history, reading here that you're a fourth-generation brewer. I'm curious about that.
Sure.
We can certainly talk more about the beer that you're brewing, too, as that's what our listeners are really interested in. So just hang in there for a sec. All right, we are talking to Rick from the Great South Bay Brewery in Long Island, New York, and we'll come back.
The Brewing Network.
Oh, that's the wrong. It's the wrong file, isn't it, JP?
Oh man!
Someone has to fire the board op. It's unacceptable.
All right, hang in there. We'll be right back. It's the Session Nooner with Rick from the Great South Bay Brewery. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Hi, this is Push from the Brewing Network, and I want to tell you about the Brewmaster's Warehouse and how you can get 10% off your next order. I'm a pretty techie guy, but I've never seen an online store like this. It's awesome. Go to brewmasterswarehouse.com and click on Brew Builder. You can whip up a custom recipe so easily even Sven could do it. Seriously, it's slick. You can share your recipe with your own logo and notes to the Brewmasters database if you want. And the best part, it keeps a running tally of the beer you're building while you're doing it. Then, bam, click Buy Recipe and your cart is filled and ready to go with helpful suggestions in case you forgot something. This thing is amazing. Brewmasters Warehouse is run the way a home brewer would do it, with great service, fast turnaround, and $6.99 flat rate shipping. Brewmasters Warehouse and the Brew Builder blew me away. Check it out today at brewmasterswarehouse.com. I'm serious. And don't forget to put BN Army in the discount code box for 10% off your order. Check out brewmasterswarehouse.com. Cheers.
BN Army members, are you looking for a discount on hops? Keep listening. Nico's Homebrew Supply at nicobrew.com has hops by the ounce and by the pound. Choose from varieties like Amarillo, Centennial, East Kent Goldings, Holler Tower, Simcoe, Summit, Tomahawk, Warrior, Willamette, and more. And adding new varieties all the time, many for less than 20 bucks a pound. Whether a couple ounces at a time or an 11-pound bag, all hops are shipped vacuum sealed and frozen straight to you. Nico's Homebrew Supply offers store-wide $5 flat rate shipping and won't waste your money on unnecessary overhead or advertising. They're going bare bones and passing the savings on to you. The staff at Nico's Homebrew Supply loves to brew and is committed to keeping homebrewing affordable and accessible to anyone who wants to join in this great hobby. And for a limited time, use coupon code BNARMY at checkout for a Brewing Network discount. Visit nicobrew.com. That's N-I-K-O-brew.com for your hops and more. nicobrew.com, your bare bones buddy in the brewing business.
And now, Northern Brewer brings you another installment of The Time Brewers! When last we left our heroes, they found themselves in 19th century Burton-upon-Trent.
Ah, Merry England!
Something is amiss, my friends. Be on guard.
Are these casks of white Zinfandel will stand the Queen's men in good stead in far Bangalore?
Oh, hell no! Blush wine out of Britain be worse than microwaving a kitten. Maharaja Dodgers drinking pink be vomiting predominant on the subcontinent.
Oh, dear, you can't drink blush with Vindaloo.
Oi, what should I do? Ship hogsheads of this high carbonate water?
No, sir. Please, wait just a moment.
Well, bless me. A parcel from the future, from one northern brewer.
Use this malice auteur, my good man.
EKG at a high rate per barrel make ladies wet like Colin Farrell. Now quit Burton ruining the Burton Union and get Burton ruined.
Forgettest thou not the bog myrtle?
Northern Brewer is your one-stop homebrew supplier throughout the entire fermento chronosphere. The widest selection of quality malt, hops, yeast, $7.99 flat rate shipping, and keep that nasty-ass bog myrtle inside your sackcloth, Brother Abelard.
My stars, but this India Pale Ale is better than wine. Thanks, Time Brewers. Thanks, Northern Brewer.
Our work here is done, my friends. Now, to wherever we are next needed.
Tune in next time for the continuing adventures of The Time Brewers.
Ewa, what's your fuel like?
Take awesome and multiply it by two.
Yeah!
Spraying live beer radio all over your face.
Can't get any better than this, baby.
It's the Brewing Network.
You're listening to the Brewing Network. Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck. Yeah!
Welcome back to the session. We're talking to Rick from the Great South Bay Brewery. If you've got questions, you can hit the chat now button right there on the homepage and join the Beeve in the chat room. You can also call 888-401-BEER, and you can watch all the action in the studio, and it is action-packed.
I was just going to say, yeah. It is riveting.
Over at justin.tv/brewingnetwork, and you can, of course, listen to the audio there while you watch us drink Rick's beer.
Radio at its best.
I have three beers in front of me for this Nooner show, and I haven't had such a good Nooner in a long time. Not since that babysitter.
Yeah, that.
What do I have here?
Italian
I have
model.
I have a Firestone Pale 31 on my left. If you're following along on Justin.tv, I have the what is it? Massive IPA. Is
that's
that
right.
Massive IPA in the center, my second glass, and then I've got an Oud Creek Boone on the right. I'm mixing. My palate is punching me in the nose right now.
Yeah,
mixing these three beers, but what do I care?
That's quite an afternoon delight you got there.
It is, yeah. I'm going right for it, Rick. Why not? I don't have a job.
Yeah, that's what we do. You start up businesses, we just have a lot of beer. And that's probably why we haven't gone anywhere in life.
Right.
Speak for yourself. I married...
No. Exactly, Bevo.
And I live
I have a job.
Doc has a job. That's right. Yeah. Doc's our one point of success in the room.
I have a job.
Yeah, but he's had the job for a long time. It doesn't count anymore.
It doesn't? Is he supposed to quit his job now, too?
Yeah. Maybe I need a partner.
What? Rick had his job for like 8 months and then said, yeah, I'm going to open a brewery.
Yeah.
That's right.
I run the media, just in case anyone's wondering.
You run the entire media?
Yeah, I run the entertainment industry.
I see.
That's how it works.
That's true. You and your people.
And I write sitcoms, and I do lots of stuff.
Is this your side job? Wait, it's not a job.
Right. All right. So, Rick, I'm reading that you're a fourth-generation brewer. Tell me about that. What did your family
say? Well, let's see. You know, I started brewing when I was a teenager, actually. My father is a home brewer and was a very avid brewer and, you know, very busy with all his beer clubs and beer fests where he presented his beer. And, you know, he made some pretty good beers, one of which was an excellent porter that won a lot of acclaim, a few awards, and, you know, this was back in the 80s, and, you know, him and I would actually brew together, and he didn't have any fancy mill. We used a rolling pin to crack the grain.
Nice.
And an old-style brewing system, and we would brew, taste, and I think I learned a lot of the trade just from him.
That's great.
Before him, my grandfather did brew some whiskey in upstate New York, and he learned that from my great-grandfather, which Stanislaus Sobotka, who's from Poland, and that's where he distilled whiskey. And,
okay.
That's what the family did. Like they worked and brewed and drank a lot.
Yeah,
a
long line of alcohol in the family. I like it.
Sobotka is like Yiddish for lush.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking him.
Oh.
It might be. I don't know.
It could be, yeah.
Sobotka, yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. You know, they didn't waste any money buying beer. They would, you know, have a wedding or party or Christmas come around. They just distill a barrel of whiskey, and then that's what they drink. So, yeah, it's kind of in my blood.
And your liver.
You know, my father still brews to this day, and he's actually, went over to the wine industry as well. He grows a vineyard of grapes in his backyard and makes his own wine. So, yeah, brewing has just been with me for a very long time.
So what's Christmas like at the Sobotka house, I want to know? You got the wine side, the whiskey side, the beer side. That's a good Christmas.
No one can remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, growing up, I just assumed that, you know, every family occasion, people just got wasted.
Right, of course.
And then I bring my friends over, and they were, like, you know, frightened by the whole scene. I'm like, wow, this is just normal. Doesn't everybody do that?
But yeah, what do you mean? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
But when you were describing, like, and my dad, you know, growing up, my dad was busy with his brewing and his beer club and this and that. I just had a flashback to that movie Frequency, and I thought I was talking to my kid 30 years in the future.
Yeah, your kid will be saying the same thing.
He'll be saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, once you're surrounded by it, I don't think you get out of it. So you're kind of trapped, but at least it's trapped in something that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're trapped in, like, nursing or something. You know?
Yeah, or a closet.
Yeah. That's perfect. So I'm reading also, so after college, so not only do you have this
college.
Kind of love of brewing from your dad, but after college you traveled the country and just visited breweries?
Yeah, after college I graduated and, you know, started a semester of grad school and dropped out and decided to hit the road a little bit.
And,
you know, I just jumped on a Greyhound with a backpack and arrived in San Diego and started working in the gas lamp district down there. Actually, I was worked as a waiter at Croce's restaurant, which is still there, I believe. I don't know if you guys have ever been down there.
Not to Croce's.
No one goes
to Croce's. Are you nuts?
I've been to the doctor for Croce's. But...
No, I'm joking. I've never seen Croce's. But I have been to the gas lamp.
Croce, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty developed these days. I went back maybe a year or so ago.
Yeah, it is.
And actually, down the gas lamp was on Fifth Avenue was this San Diego brew pub. And, you know, they let me intern there on the graveyard shift from like 12 to 7. Then I'd go back to my waiting job in the evening. But, yeah, I learned a bit about the business there on a bigger kind of a commercial end of it. And I was able to help out, and I did that for about 6 months, and then took off to Colorado in my VW bus at the time.
Attaboy. Come on, round of applause. I got one parked in my driveway right now, Rick.
Nice.
You just became our favorite guest.
Justin has a little bit of a VW bus fetish.
I do. Yeah.
So what year was that?
Yeah, let's talk about that now.
Yeah.
No, what year did you have your bus? It might be one of my old ones.
Yeah, what year did you own it?
What's the VIN number?
Yes.
That was 1993, actually.
Okay.
It was a turquoise blue bus with a little Coleman stove in it and a table, and it took me all over California and down into Mexico quite nicely, and then over to Colorado. So I did a ski season in Colorado, worked at Breckenridge Brewery, which was pretty new back then.
Oh, yeah.
And... yeah, you know, served some beers for them, and you know, always had my hand in the brewery scene. And after a while, I had enough of that, and decided to get serious with my life.
And, other than that, you and Jay are simpatico.
Yeah, other than getting serious with your life,
and like working.
Yeah, I may find.
Oh yeah, I came back to the East Coast, basically moved back in with the parents for a while, and. Did up my pre-med and then got into a medical school and studied for the next 8 years and then arrived at my job. And, you know, all the while, I was always thinking brewery, brewery, brewery. In 1992, I was spending some summers out in Nantucket, and I thought, wow, what a great place for a brewery. And then, boom, Cisco Brewery popped up there, and I thought Nantucket Brewery would be the coolest thing in the world. And then I think it was like 2 years later, a beer company started calling Nantucket Beer Company.
Right.
And I had about $10 to my name at the time, so that wasn't really a possibility.
I think Chad thought the same thing about Mystic once, and then about a year later, Mystic Brewing Company opened
like
up.
Mystic
or something.
Drawbridge IPA,
Yeah, no doubt. Mystic, great place.
That would be a good place.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, the beer scene in New York was kind of on the rise when I came down here and... late 90s. We had some brew pubs, and then, you know, the downfall of the brew pubs all over the country kind of fell. And but certainly Brooklyn survived, and Blue Point survived all that era, and certainly built up the charge. But starting my own microbrewery was always on my mind. So, you know, you pick up a lot of things along the way, a lot of hints, and, you know, the research has been ongoing since I can remember.
Well, let's talk about some of the beers that you have now. I'm looking at your flagship beers and, you know, curious about your plan. So I'm looking at you've got a stout, your Snaggletooth Stout.
Snaggletooth Stout.
The Massive IPA, which we've been drinking. The Blonde Ambition Ale. The Great South Bay Lager, and then of course you told us about the Hippocratic Oath. Now, so to me, and I guess this is what flagship beers are for. It really looks like you're trying to cover all your bases to make sure that fledgling craft brewer can come in and find a recognizable beer to drink. Am I close there?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. And certainly there's been some other brewers that haven't led down that road, but really I wanted to go with some standard flagships that people can recognize and enjoy. You know, certain IPA, the stouts, a blonde, which is kind of a converter for people who are still drinking, you know, fuzzy yellow beer and who want to make the move to something more substantial. Blonde is just a pretty easy all Pilsner malt blonde, and we put some apricot in there, so it seems to me the most popular.
Blondes are easy.
Absolutely. Blondes are easy.
Blondes are easy, yeah. So
now, is the stout your old man's? I forget if you said his was a famous porter or a famous stout.
Porter.
Oh, okay. So you don't have that on there. I thought you might take your old man's homebrew recipe.
That is in the plan, that's for sure.
Cool.
And that's going to be something we barrel age. And basically, from our flagship beers, we're going to enter a whole different realm of beers. We're going to start doing Belgium's, you know, saisons and sours and barrel aging everything. And I think that's... I think we're going to see about, you know, we have been seeing that, you know, from the California brewers, certainly. And, you know, I'm going to start that craze out in Long Island. Special release beers that have been barrel-aged in bourbon or whiskey or just wine barrels or just plain old French oak or American oak. And, you know, put them away for a good year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years. And play around with the yeast. We'll do some Brett beers and some Brett sours and, you know, mix up some yeast, some Brett, some lacto and pediococcus and see what we can get. But
now, do you have experience in that, or is that something, I mean, how do you learn that? Is that something you're just going to start experimenting with?
Yeah, you know, I don't have any experience in that. My brewer has a little bit. My brewer is Greg Mache, and he's pretty incredible. He's our brew wizard. He's a genius. Very engineering, technically sound person. The first one we'll probably do is just a farmhouse saison. We'll bottle condition the beer, and then one of the brewery clubs and the Long Island beer and malt enthusiasts. They're probably listening, so I'll give them a shout out. We took a trip up to one of the few New York distilleries up near the New Paltz area. We came back with about 20 barrels. So I got the barrels, and we're going to throw our Hopocratic Oath, which I said was the Imperial IPA, in the barrel and age it for different lengths of time and see how it comes out.
Is there any reason you're choosing the IPA to put in the barrel?
Just because that's just really an experiment. No reason other than it's different. And I love IPAs, so I would love to see what it tastes like in a bourbon oak barrel. So, but one of the other things I want to do is basically take our stouts, and we created the Franken Stout, which we're going to release on Halloween night. And basically, what that is just our chocolate malted Snagatooth Stout in a bourbon barrel, and we're going to somehow electrify it to bring it to life. And
what do you mean?
yeah,
what are you talking about?
You throw a toaster in there.
Yeah, you can't just say that and then pass over it. What do you mean?
Burning Man stuff.
Now, we've had this kind of a neat idea, and my brewer is creating the Tesla coil.
Oh,
okay. Familiar with those?
Yeah.
Crazily
great band
that shoot out beams of lightning at things, and we're gonna play some serious music, some AC/DC through it, and then try to electrify our beer with it.
Dude, I love that. Yeah. This is great.
You should play some Yaz,
Dr. Megavolt.
That's the Franken Stout. So
that's awesome. Sounds dangerous.
Yeah,
just like the movie.
Someone's gonna get hurt.
It could be dangerous.
You should put that on webcam or so. Yeah. Have someone shoot video of that. That's viral video right there.
And have an ambulance close
by. That's a YouTube video for sure. Yeah, we'll have someone shoot that.
Good. That's great, man.
Yeah, if you need a good media company to help promote that for you.
We know of one.
I heard you got one.
Yeah. In your great. Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he can really help you out.
Handle all that media.
That's right.
What's it called?
In your Facebook.
don't search for him yet.
No, don't write that down. I'm fucking with you.
Well, maybe not by next week.
Yeah, maybe not by in an hour.
Yeah, ask me again in a week, and I might not be fucking with you anymore. It might be true.
Well, you also kind of passed over that your Snaggletooth Stout is a chocolate stout. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a chocolate malted American stout. It's a very hearty stout. You know, we use chocolate malt, roasted barley, flaked oats, in addition to a few other filling malts in it. We put about 60 Red Delicious Long Island apples in it.
Interesting.
And then a little licorice root, and then some cinnamon. And it comes out. It's an incredible flavor.
What do you do?
It up a little bit.
How do you treat the apples? What do you do with them? Do you chop them up? And where in the process do you put those in?
Yeah, we just chop them up into like quarters or sixths and throw them into the boil. And
okay.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I've made the stout. I've been making that stout about 7-8 years, and if you don't put the apples in it, you definitely taste the difference, although you can't really pick it out with the apples in it. But if it's not in it, you know it's not in it.
And you know. I don't know that we've ever had a brewer on the show in 5 years say that they put apples in their beer.
Mm-mm. Especially like that in the boil.
Yeah,
I could see where you get a lot, like, get rid of a lot of the fresh apple flavor and maybe kind of old, more like dried fruit.
Yeah,
kind of qualities from it.
The acid from the apples too.
That's interesting.
Well, I think people would be afraid of using it because of the closeness to acetaldehyde.
Yeah.
But I'm sure all that boils off.
Yeah.
So all your beers seem to be big, hefty, massive beers.
Strong Island, baby.
Yeah. Are you compensating?
Are you short like Doc Rick?
Are you short like me?
I'm not a very tall man, yet maybe it is coming out in the beer. I'm not exactly sure.
Don't feel bad. Doc's short and he drives a Hummer. So.
Yeah, Doc's an overachiever and drives a Hummer. So
he'll build you a Tesla coil before your brewer.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Right. I've already looked into it.
I think his kids give birth between two Tesla coils.
I'm still fascinated by the apple. Business.
It is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I would like to do a side-by-side with you, like you say, that you can't really pick out that there are apples in it, but you know when they're not. That would be interesting to taste.
Yeah.
So have you heard lots of other fruits used and not apples?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, I think it's because of the closeness to acetaldehyde. I think people are afraid to use them.
Which is a bad flavor.
Well, I've never heard about it in a dark beer like that either.
Right.
Maybe lighter beers and such, but
that's
really interesting.
Well, Rick, what gave you that idea?
Not exactly, no, to be honest with you. I had read about it probably many years ago. I think someone was experimenting with apples, and it sounded good with the oats, the stouts, and an apple taste, and then brewed it for a long time, and then left the apples out one time just to see what it tastes like, and it wasn't quite right. So, just kind of thought it was a gimmick, but it's really not.
Right, but turns out it's not.
Yeah.
Well, I got to check out of here. I got another place I got to be.
All right, Doc. So we'll see you in a couple hours.
It was great talking to you, Rick.
Nice chatting with you, Doc. Thank you.
All right, see you later,
Doc. If you ever need a good anesthesiologist, I know where to find one.
Okay. Right.
And Rick, if you need a good dentist, I can't help you.
Yeah. look on Yelp. Yelp.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Now, I'm reading that you're also working on a Saison.
Yeah, that's just going to be your typical farmhouse Saison. I was just turned down by the federal government. I'm not allowed to use conscious sedation, which was the name I wanted to give it.
Really?
Which is,
why?
Yeah, it's basically what I use in the operating room all day long, and apparently you can't do any medically related term that might alter the person's consciousness in the name of your beer, which...
That's awesome.
That sucks, because I think it's the perfect, relationship.
It's a good reason.
Yeah.
It's either a good beer name or a Pink Floyd song.
Yeah.
It's one of the
either one, man. It's fine.
So if your beer was like Malty Robust Inebriator, you couldn't call it MRI?
Oh, that's interesting. You probably could. I'm going to write that down.
You can that one's free, Rick. No, I love the idea of using names for the medical field, but you have to be careful.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you got to be careful. There's one guy who actually reviews all of the labeling and the names, and I talked to him personally. And my argument was, what about delirium tremens? I mean,
there you go.
You go through the DTs with alcohol withdrawal, and he said it was kind of grandfathered in some long time ago. But
I see.
I don't know. I'm still working on the name. Maybe I'll just change the spelling to Fede Saison or something. I don't know.
Syphilis Saison. Just go with the alliteration.
Spell it with a K.
Yeah. That does seem to be the way around things usually. Just misspell it.
Yeah.
You have to spell it a different way.
Spell it.
Yeah.
That might work. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to resubmit that actually tomorrow. So.
Why not? Because then it's not even a word. He can't reference it. What are you talking about? It's not a word. It's a fake word.
Yeah, like
I made it up.
Like if The Simpsons wants to say Panasonic, they'll just say Panaphonics.
Right.
Yeah.
You just fake it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works for The Simpsons, so.
It should work for you.
It's good proof. I think we should get the episode number of in the season, and then you can bring that to the TTB.
See, look, Bart said it.
I would like to reference Simpsons episode 30.
That's going to help
season
you.
Season 5.
Glad we could help, Rick.
That's what we do.
Right. All right. Well, listen, it sounds like you got a great program going on there, and I'm looking forward to trying some more of your beer because the Massive IPA is pretty rad. That's a
pretty
good
massive,
beer.
Man.
And everyone should go check out their labels, too. Their labels are awesome looking. Love them.
Yeah, I've got some in front of me here with your card, and they do look very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we got all, we got five beers. We're doing a pumpkin beer, which is called the Splashing Pumpkin, and kind of everything is centered around the Great South Bay, which is, the big bay that we all live on here in the South Shore of Suffolk and Nassau of Long Island. So, we got the dog, carrying the big stick in the water, and the Massive IPA is a striped bass, which is, the big fish in the Great South Bay that everyone fishes for.
Okay.
The blonde certainly is walking on the beach. It's kind of a little take on one of the old Marilyn Monroe pictures where she's carrying a parasol.
Very nice.
And the lager is a big, Great South Bay Osprey carrying our barrel full of beer, and probably our next line of labels and beers are going to be a little more radical. We're going to start our barrel series and, age all of our beers and start hitting the Belgian styles, the sours, lambics, maybe a goose.
There you go. Now you're speaking my language.
One of the guys I work with, Greg and Phil Evil, who's my salesman, we've just taken taken back by the progress and the success of the brewery from California.
Mm-hmm.
And we met those guys at the GABF just a few weeks ago, and it's interesting their story and how they started barrel aging everything and doing the sours and experimenting that way. And the local audience wasn't the most receptive at first. They had to spread out to, I think, 8 different states to really run their product. But
oh, really?
Once it caught on, I thought that was interesting. And then once it caught on, it kind of created this craze or this desire, people wanted to get that special release beer, and the brewery, I think it's only 3 years old, basically is one of the forerunners on the scene of craft beer.
Yeah, they can't make enough beer, I know that. And I think that Patrick over there had a good idea because, like you're saying, they kind of came out with the crazy beers. They didn't, there were no flagship beers, so to speak, for the brewery.
Yeah.
He went straight for the ones that were expensive and difficult to make. And I think the market was ready for him is what happened, because other people, Russian River, obviously a few others, had already kind of broken that market for him, and people were ready for a brewery that's all they did.
They were ready for it, but I think they had to be talked into it, which is kind of how, what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't know they needed it until they started hearing the rumor, and then it's like, well, wait, they're
that's
actually right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Or maybe at the same time, the other, the Fort Collins Brewery started doing all their sours and barrel-aged beers, and it just hit at the right moment, and boom, the brewery is, they're the most sought-after beers out there.
Yeah. I got a caller for you. Scott from Long Island is on the line. And he's had your beer in the past. Scott, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Scott?
What's up, Rick? How are you?
Scott Pereira. How you doing, buddy?
It is.
Doing good.
What's going on? Yeah, Scott's a home brewer. I've tasted some of his beers, and he's still involved in the distribution or the beer beverage store. He's working for one of the local beer stores here on the island.
Beautiful.
What's going on, Scott?
Yeah. Not much. I just wanted to say, you know, I live in Bayshore, and everybody's super excited to see Rick, you know, be huge.
Great.
Long Island definitely needs more beer, and Rick's one of the guys that's doing it.
So can you speak for the other beers? He's doing some good stuff over there?
Because if he's not, we're coming after
him. No, yeah, he's doing great.
All right.
I had they did a lager for a fest that we had in a vineyard on Long Island, and it was wonderful. I'm not a big lager guy, but I was pretty impressed.
Great. Do you have a secret to your
to
your lagers you want to give away for us, Rick? Why they're so good?
Well, mostly was created by my brewer. He was always dead set on doing a traditional Vienna style lager, and basically followed the, you know, 1,000-year-old principle of making one, and it came out true to form and just crisp, clean, and delicious. So we also lagered it for 9 weeks, and it's spent some time on it. So
not a lot of people will do that.
Delicious.
No,
I mean, because you need that turnaround. So I
took
you know,
some time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, and right now we're able to do it, and hopefully we'll be able to continue making, you know, some really age-conditioned beers. Certainly it's fermenter, the variable in how many fermenters you have and how long can you let that beer sit without losing money, so.
Yeah, well, when you're an anesthesiologist, you tend to put things down and then forget about them for a while. I mean, it's really what you do.
Until you revive them and get paid for it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 3-week beer, and then boom.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, oh, what about that lager?
Yeah, 9 weeks later.
Oh, let's give it to these fest guys. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, they'll like it. They'll like anything. But
right.
It came out nice.
All right, Scott, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks for having me. JP, you rule.
Oh, yeah. Hey, stay on a little longer, Scott. When you come in to the studio, hang out a little bit.
He's a fan.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to hear some good words about you there, too. I'm looking forward to my next trip to New York because it sounds like your beer will be around and I'll get to try some more of it.
Well, great. Yeah, we'd love to have you guys anytime you're in the New York area. You know, give me a buzz and we'll give you the tour and send you home with some beer.
Great. Well, and you know, the Craft Brewers Conference is in our hood next year. You thinking of coming to San Francisco?
Yeah. Oh, we'll be there, definitely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's in March.
Oh, we'll maybe get a chance to have... Oh, that's right. It is in March this year.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting
that.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. Have a beer with you. And for you folks at home, right now you can go to GreatSouthBayBrewery.com, just the same name as the brewery, GreatSouthBayBrewery.com. You can check out all the beer information. You can learn about their beer dinners that are coming up, one at the Good Life and one at TJ Finley's on October 12th and October 13th. I assume all that's over there on the website, right?
Yeah, that's under the events page. So
okay.
It's all there.
Perfect. And now when you do beer dinners, are your chefs just pairing your beers with the food? Are they cooking with the food, too? What's going on there?
Both, actually. You know, the Good Life is somewhat of a new craft beer bar. They started doing beer dinners, and they cook with the beer. They plan the menu, and each course to specifically coincide and really match nice with the beer. And at TJ Finley's, actually, chef has taken over, has changed the whole menu, and we met with him last week, and he started cooking with our beer as we were waiting for lunch, and it's pretty amazing. So, yeah, we got some really talented people, some authentic chefs that are doing it right. So that's another paradigm we keep seeing, and certainly want to change that in Long Island when people sit down to a nice dinner instead of ordering a red or white wine is, order up the 750-milliliter bottle of some local beer.
Yeah, so, we like to see that, too.
Yeah, we're putting a lot of energy towards that movement as well. So,
Our last food and beer show that we did with Sean Paxton just a couple weeks ago, which is a brand new show we have here on the network, that's exactly what he talked about. He talked about kind of white tablecloth dining, and like you're saying, instead of asking, you know, for the bottle of wine, The more of us who go in and ask for a nice bottle of beer, the more we will find those in our restaurants. So,
yeah, exactly. Seeing it more and more in this area. I think the Garrett Oliver from Brooklyn basically that's his specialty, and changing people's way of eating dinner and drinking. So,
well, he wears a suit, so
that helps. Does. He's quite sharp.
The rest of us are slobs. We need a guy like that.
We do. He is the finely dressed ambassador.
We need a guy like that. I'm not being sarcastic at all. We need a guy like that.
Yeah, we do. We certainly do. And he's got that big patch crest on his pocket.
That's the difference there.
Yeah.
I got another caller for you before we let you go. I guess your Long Island crew is making it happen now. Todd from Long Island's on here. What's happening, Todd?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Good. I'm actually here with the Long Island beer and malt enthusiasts. We're big supporters of Rick and all his beers. Actually, they're very terrific. And we heard you guys interviewing him, and we thought we'd call him. We're having a brew session right now. Actually,
beautiful. What are you brewing?
We have a lot of stuff brewing. Someone's brewing a Saison. We have a jumping on the black IPA bandwagon.
Yeah,
and. Yeah. There's actually a beer show going on in Nassau that we're brewing for. Our club's going to be representing there.
Great. And so you know all about Rick's beers? You've had them before?
Yeah, I've actually had all of them. We just had our meeting. Our last meeting, he brought a keg of the Massive, and I've had the Snaggletooth myself, and. A bunch of they're terrific, actually.
I like to see them out there supporting the homebrewers, bringing kegs of beer by.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do, Rick.
Well, they're my biggest supporters. They're an incredible club, and there's a lot of talent in the club. So certainly it keeps me on my game, and and love having them around. They're great. They've helped on extreme amounts.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of just sounds like Scott doing a weird Brooklyn accent.
Do you think it's Scott in the other line? It's
Todd? These beers are really good. Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
Don't take the tunnel right now. It's all messed up. It's wicked messed.
Yankees got the wild card, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
Isn't that how you got in? Wild card this year?
Yeah. Yankees, they swept it on the wild card.
Good luck.
Yeah, it was
I got a lot of Yankees fans in my family, too. And Giants just finally made it to the playoffs for the first time since Barry left, I think.
There's already a lot of debate going on here in terms of the playoffs and stuff like that. People are fighting with each other. We got a bunch of Philadelphia people who keep screaming Philly and everything like that.
Hey, that makes for a great brew day. If you can be brewing beer and have something to fight about, that's a good day to me.
Yeah, that's brewing in New York.
There actually was some wrestling going on before. Actually, there was some wrestling going on.
Perfect.
The Undertaker got schooled.
We're covering all the bases. There's beer and barbecue and darts and wrestling and everything else you can imagine.
Hey, wow. That's a good Sunday in New York is what that is.
This is what I love about East Coast sports fans. Is it's not necessarily about liking the Yankees. It's about hating the Red Sox.
Right.
Which is just as good. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Todd. Okay. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That club really knows how to do it.
Yeah, they're living it up.
I could talk to Todd all day, by the way.
Yeah, Todd's fun.
Todd and I need to do a show together.
You got to support the homebrewers. I think you had it right on when you say that they're supportive of you too. But it's where you came from, and we really tend to push the craft beer community to try new things. So I'm glad to see you involved with them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Still learning. And I learned a lot from them. There's some guys who have brewed styles that I haven't even been able to touch yet, and pick their brains and learn from some of the things they learned along the way. So it's a great group, and they're a lot of fun. They brew, drink. We have great meetings.
What more can you ask?
It's a little crazy.
When's the last time you did a batch of homebrew, Rick?
I'm actually doing one right now.
Really?
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I have,
that is a good answer.
You guys, you advertise, I used to have a 1550, actually. I give it to the beer club, but they're probably brewing on it today. But I borrowed it back last week to play with the Hippocratic Oath, and it's dry hopped it actually before I talk to you.
So. Nice. That's a best answer I've ever had of a pro brewer. Usually it's well, you know, I don't have much time anymore. I'm brewing right now.
Yeah. And with the sponsor equipment, that's even better.
Rick, it looks like I have Phil from the South Bay Brewery on the line.
That's Phil Ebel.
Phil, yeah. What's happening, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
We're doing all right. Are you the sales? You're the salesman?
I am the sales manager of Great South Bay Brewery, along with Rick there.
Do another voice.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah, Phil's my director of sales, and he sold all of our beer last week before it's even out. So
nice
pretty
work.
Cool.
Do you have a background in beer sales, Phil, or is this your first gig?
No, I actually have a background in music and entertainment merchandising, but I've been, you know, homebrewing for a little while and been into beer for quite a long time. And, you know, Rick pretty much gave me an opportunity I could not pass down.
Great.
Wow. How about a background in radio show sponsorship sales?
Yeah, where's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin gave me an offer I could have easily refused. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Scott, why don't you come over here and work for free? It'll be great.
That's awesome. Guys, Phil worked for me for free for a little while. It was pretty nice. He volunteered some time before I could put together. Then I had to get a payroll, and I had to get these guys' health insurance.
See, Justin?
And, you know, disability insurance. We're like a real business now. So.
Yeah.
Sucks for
you. Supposed to be in.
Yeah. Wow, what a schlep you are, Rick. These guys still come here every week for nothing.
Those suckers.
Yeah, that's how I met Phil. Phil sold me a whole lot of T-shirts and sweatshirts, and we are getting custom-made hats in China that are really cool that cost near to nothing.
Really?
Put them on and they get you high.
China? What kind of China are you getting?
Like a Chinese hat?
No, like Chinese hats.
Like
they're made in China.
No, they're baseball caps. Baseball caps made directly from, like, the manufacturer. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
No middleman.
That's right. They stitch them all. But you have to order, like, 280 at a time or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, said made in China.
A lot of hats coming in. We're getting 500 hats coming in.
We're getting fine China made.
Plates and silverware.
Yeah. That's what I thought he said. I'm getting China made. That's what I thought. What the hell?
The massive IPA logo right on the center.
Yeah,
there.
What brewer...
Yeah. Punch bowls, yeah. Napkin rings would be great.
The homebrewers really love them.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I thought, what a ridiculous idea. I was going to talk to you about your guy Phil and say, listen, no one's going to buy China.
except all the old ladies on the island.
I see. Now I get it. I'm a little behind today.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, if they have plates with, like, Barack Obama's face on it and they're selling it an 800 number on TV, why not with a, you know, craft brewery logo?
I guess.
Craft brewery. I like it, too.
It could work.
But it probably won't.
You know, you have to look as professional as possible in this business, you know?
That's true. I'm surprised Garrett Oliver isn't handing out China when he's walking around in that suit.
And maybe it's not Barack Obama. Maybe it is Garrett Oliver's face that you saw on TV on China. Well, you don't know that.
Same. I don't know.
Could be anything.
Hey, well, one day we'll have Great South Bay Blazers, I'm sure.
I'll wear one. Ooh. I'd love to wear a Great South Bay Blazer.
Chad will blaze for Great South Bay.
Oh, sure.
He's a good sponsor.
We'll send you a few. We really have to get 500 of them, so I don't know what to do with them. We'll send you all...
we'll go skeet shooting.
Yeah.
A couple outfits.
I really like all this stuff, but I have to get 500 of everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Phil, when are those coming in, by the way? They're supposed to be here.
Whoa.
Get your ass back to work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, come on. They were supposed to be here a couple weeks ago. Apparently, there were some delays in China. I don't know what's going on.
Starting to sound like me.
Apparently, some 5-year-olds didn't show up to work for a couple of days. The hats aren't going to be here on time.
Yeah, they called in sick with chicken pox.
All right, before we get you all in too much trouble, we ought to say goodbye.
No.
All right, guys. You guys take it easy. Rick, I'll see you at work tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Phil. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Meanwhile, Phil's marking this time on his timesheet right now.
For sure.
Yeah,
you know he's billing me. Those are billable hours.
All right, once again.
Pick up the phone again.
Yeah, I won't. I won't. Just for you. Because I understand what it's like to have to pay people.
You do?
Yeah. You do?
All right.
Every 2 weeks.
Every two. See? It's hardcore. Every 2 weeks he does it. All right, go to thegreatsouthbaybrewery.com. Check all this information out. You can search for their beer and where you can find it in your local community. It sounds like Phil just got out a big-ass batch of it next week, so you'll find it at a bunch of different places around the New York area. And glad to hear it. Rick, you're a good guy to talk to, and I appreciate your spending some time with us.
Hey, you guys, too. I had a blast. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, take care, guys.
There you go. Check it out, Great South Bay Brewery. Fun time. Good beer. We're not lying about that massive IPA.
No, it was good, man.
You know? I like about it is that it's not a massive IPA.
Yeah, the name, I expected to be punched in the face with the hops, but it's not extremely hoppy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But good. It's hoppy, and man, chat, you really zeroed in on that Simcoe.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you're, you know, absolutely right.
Well, no, I mean, Simcoe. Sure.
Yeah, you can pick it out quite a bit. Although he said four different hops, right? Mm-hmm. But
Simcoe's pretty...
clearly dominated by...
Caddy, yeah.
Yeah.
But in a good way. I'm not a Simcoe fan, but that was good.
It was tasty, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Bright beer, too. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice
didn't
and
get
clean.
A big bottle of mush. That was nice.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I see calls coming in. We're going to talk to Drew Beecham, and I got another surprise phone call from a sponsor today, too. So hang in there. It's the session nooner, and we'll be right back.
Listening to the Brewcasters. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network. Organic ingredients. Fresh, clean, good for you, good for the planet. Seven Bridges has the best selection of organic ingredients, including over 27 varieties of organic hops at breworganic.com. Join their mailing list for special deals and regular updates. They've been brewing organic and serving organic brewers for 13 years. They can help you brew great organic beer. And Seven Bridges is the proud host of the 4th Annual National Organic Brewing Challenge, the only BJCP-sanctioned nationwide brewing competition just for organic beers. Take the challenge this fall for a chance to win great prizes, including stainless steel brew kettles and organic brewing ingredients. This year, the challenge will be judged in two locations, on the East Coast at Capital City Brewing in Arlington, Virginia, and on the West Coast at Gordon Biersch in San Jose, California. For complete details, visit breworganic.com/competition. Seven Bridges is cooperatively owned in awesome Santa Cruz, California. Everyone there is dedicated to great beer and people-friendly business practices. They offer environmentally friendly, fair trade, and fair wage brewing products whenever possible. Seven Bridges, breworganic.com.
Downtown Joe's, located in the historic Oberon Building in beautiful downtown Napa, California, offers an award-winning brewpub experience from 8:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. For 15 years at the corner of 2nd and Main, Downtown Joe's has been voted Best Night Spot 7 times and Best Brewpub for the last 4 years in a row. Brewmaster Colin Kaminsky's handcrafted ales, like his Tail Wagon Amber Ale and Double Secret Probation IPA, are the perfect accent to riverside dining, live music, and a relaxing outdoor patio. Don't miss the Beer of the Month, special rotating taps, and the BN Army Member Special. Wear your BN gear, get 10% off your beer. Visit downtownjoes.com to make reservations, peruse their extensive calendar of events, or just read more about their fantastic beers. Come enjoy the fine beer, food, and music. Downtown Joe's, the award-winning brew pub where you'll feel at home.
Whether I'm making me dry stout or rebuilding me kegs, I head to the heart of dear Dublin for me homebrewing supplies.
You head all the way back to Emerald Isle just for a wee batch of grain or a bit of keg tubing?
No, you moronic waste of liver. Dublin, California. I go to HopTech.
For 30 years, HopTech in Dublin, California has been supplying homebrewers with malt extract, fresh grains, hops, spices and sugars, hop oils and extracts, and much more. HopTech is one of the first homebrew supply shops on the internet and is proud to offer award-winning beer kits, both online and in their store.
Mention the BN Army for a 10% discount off your order.
The store is open every day except Wednesday or shop online at hoptech.com anytime. HopTech is run by passionate, award-winning brewers who live, love, and travel for beer and bring their experience to the store for you.
If you don't want to visit Dublin, just call toll-free 800-DRY-HOPS or go to hoptech.com.
Visit HopTech today in Dublin, California and at hoptech.com.
From the stovetop to a camp burner to some kind of brew stand. Most homebrewers follow some version of this progression. With each move, a homebrewer will often have to change a lot, if not all, of their equipment. Until now, Blickman Engineering brings you the top-tier brewing stand. The only brewing stand that grows with you. For example, buy a top-tier floor-standing burner now, and it'll bolt right to your top-tier brewing stand when you're ready for all-grain brewing. The top-tier brewing stand is perfect for 5-gallon to 20-gallon batch sizes. Its modular design is adjustable and accommodates everything from small footprint coolers up to 30-gallon pots. How does the top-tier brewing stand do it? At its core is a strong, heat-treated, and anodized aluminum main post. On all four sides are built-in T-slots for the adjustable heavy-gauge stainless steel shelves and beefy burner tiers. The tiers accommodate any manufacturer's pots or coolers up to 21 inches in diameter. Best of all, not only does the top-tier brewing stand grow with your skills and equipment, but it easily knocks down for long-term storage or transport, too. The top-tier brewing stand from Blickman Engineering. Learn more at BlickmanEngineering.com and to find a local Blickman retailer and start brewing from the top tier.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of our 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Our Williams Belgian Pale Extract is mashed with pure Belgian two-row malt and a small percentage of Belgian wheat malt for an authentic Belgian character you just can't get from other extracts. Or check out our unique fermenters, 2.5-gallon kegs, paintball tank-based draft beer equipment, bottling aids, and much more. We even have our own line of precision hydrometers. Go to WilliamsBrewing.com to browse our vast selection. That's WilliamsBrewing.com. Orders placed by 3:30 p.m. Pacific time ship the same day. Brewing is easy. The Williams way.
Do you support the Brewing Network? Do you brew your own? Are you looking for an economical, fun, and legal way to do both? Subscribe to Brew Your Own magazine and do just that. All year long, Brew Your Own will surprise you, entertain you, and educate you with articles on beer and brewing from authors like the Brewing Network's very own Jamel Zalishev and John Palmer. Each issue is a full pint of brewing techniques, homebrew stories, tips and photos, projects to make yourself, and recipes for the avid home brewer. Get your tough questions answered by Mr. Wizard and polish your style accuracy with Jamel. A portion of every subscription goes to the Brewing Network, so subscribe today at BYO.com/Brewing Network or just click the BYO logo on the Brewing Network homepage and support a fantastic hobby and your favorite broadcaster. Brew Your Own, the how-to homebrew beer magazine.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator.
Yeah. I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
You're listening to The Session.
Out of Brewcast.
This is the Brewing Network.
Welcome back to the program.
This will be our last segment of the day. So, Drunk of the Week calls, get yourself ready. Want to hear that East Coast action for our Nooner show?
Great.
Can we hear away from some Belgian candy sugar?
Can we hear from Bebo a little more? She's kind of quiet today.
She is quiet today.
No,
are you angry today, Beef?
When am I not angry?
I know, but what are you angry about today?
Life in general.
I don't know. I'm not really angry.
Not being satisfied.
Yeah.
If I don't have anything of substance to contribute, I'm not going to talk.
All right. So we got Alonzo on the line who wants to talk to us about Garrett Oliver, since we were talking about him, I guess. Alonzo, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, well. Good, Alonzo.
Terrific.
What's the word?
Thunderbird.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to, before I start, I wanted to say hi to JP, and I hope he's really looking forward to the release of Cataclysm coming in December.
You know it, baby.
What is Cataclysm some sort? Is that the new World of Warcraft edition?
Yes, actually it is. It's the new expansion pack, my friend. Azeroth will change.
The new expansion pack. Pack. Cataclysm is coming out next month.
Cataclysm, like my sex life.
Utter cataclysm. Cataclysmic.
It's really close to catechism, like Sunday school.
It is.
It is very religious experience.
It's like Sunday school, but for geeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll be online 12/7, baby. Friend me.
12/7?
24/7 on 12/7.
You know it.
All right, what else you got, Alonzo? Anything?
My goal is to turn JP into not only an unemployed loser, but an unemployed alcoholic video game addicted loser.
Done.
I think he's pretty much already there.
Too late.
Done.
That happened on October 1st.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
So I'm reading Garrett Oliver's book. It's really amazing. This guy knows so much about pairing beer with food, and just I like all the history behind all the styles. So I think it would just be really awesome if you guys could get him on the show. And I know Moscow is really maybe against the black brewers. You guys only ever had one black brewer.
The blacks and the Jews have a natural suspicion for each other. I'm sorry, it's nature.
I was like, wait a minute, why would Moscow be against having a black brewer on? I don't know.
I just think it would be really, really awesome if you guys could get him on the show. You guys have been on the air for like 5 years now, and I've looked through all the archives. I've listened to pretty much all the archives, and you just... I've not had him on there, so I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I'm not opposed to having Garrett on. In fact, I did a video interview with him that it landed on the cutting room floor. I'm not opposed. I just think I'm not positive that it would that he would get us. I don't know. Maybe he would. And
he does seem like he has a different sense of humor. It's very much more like maybe an English. It's like dry and subtle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just feel like you're probably right that it would be a great interview. Just sometimes I meet guys and different people in the industry, and I guess I meet guys, and I go, I'm sure that parts of the interview would be great, but I have a hard time containing myself. So, you know, we'd be in the middle of the interview, and Garrett would be saying something, I'm sure, you know, wonderfully intelligent, and it would be
eloquent.
Really perpetuating the craft beer movement and food, and I would make a dick joke, and Garrett would just, he wouldn't laugh, and then I'd feel like a dick.
We'd have to insert craft beer into the...
So... I'm sure it'd be a wonderful interview, and I'm definitely not opposed to it. Maybe I'll sick Scott on it. I get nervous about these things, because who likes an ill-placed dick joke, right? Nobody.
Who likes an ill-placed dick? Besides Bevo.
Bevo clearly likes an ill-placed dick.
Festival in her backyard.
So anyway, there you go, Alonzo. Thank you for the advice. It's good advice. All right. He's moved on to clearly my warrior has moved on to the I just had that quick comment to make, and now I must go fight the dwarves. There are dwarves everywhere. Where's the dwarves? I never did a high pitched geek.
His warrior needs food.
My warrior needs food. It's crazy. I have to eat all the time. Where's all the wild food? I need some wild food for my warrior.
Now he's from Brooklyn.
He's a Brooklyn high-pitched dwarf. All right.
my gauntlet.
Drew Beecham is on the line. Drew, what's happening, brother?
Fuck. Aw, that's always such a warm welcome.
Oh, I'm on? We're on?
Yeah, we're on, JP.
Shit. Hey, Drew!
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
It's going good.
I didn't ask how it's going.
Drew can relate to the... geeky World of Warcraft. He's in the middle of a D&D game right now.
Well, I'm hoping he got my gauntlet reference at least.
I bet that even before he called, he rolled the 12-sided dice to see if I was going to answer. Come on, Drew.
No. I got a computer program that does that now.
That's true.
Plus 23. He might. However, if I get frost protection...
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to answer! Let's storm the dungeon! I'm first in the instance. He got me on Skype. What sort of wizardry is this? Skype? Sorry, Drew. What's happening?
I'm not really sorry, Drew.
I love my reputation with you guys.
11001.
Yeah, we are totally not helping Drew get laid
no.
on this program. Poor bastard. All right, so Drew has a new article coming out in Zymer G. Drew's been quite the writer lately.
Quite the writer.
Yes.
If you will.
And he needs the BN Army's help. So what do you got, Drew?
Let's do it.
Well, yeah, so for people who follow the AHA forum, they'll have seen me post about this several times, but I actually just bought my first house. So, whoa.
Nice. Congratulations, buddy. Drew.
Nice work.
You're in for a whole world of hurt.
Yeah, I already have the honey-do list that's about a mile long.
There you go.
But
is it
part
a,
of that-
is it a double wide, Drew?
Not for Drew.
Nah, no.
Single only?
Nah, well, single, but it's got the recovered hot tub outside.
Oh, sweet.
Perfect.
Awesome. That the complex can use.
Now, that's the one thing about geeks. Bevo and Sam will end up in a double wide, but geeks, there's no double wide for geeks.
That's
they
true.
End up
yeah.
in like nice places that they never get laid in.
Actually, my friends are selling their double wide Bevo in Livermore, Springtown, if you want to buy it.
You want to look
10 years and 40 pounds and then ask right. her again.
Yeah.
Hey!
Sorry.
Makes you think it's going to take 10 years.
Yeah. More like 5 years.
All right. All right. Carry on, Drew.
All right. Well, so part of this whole move, you know, like I said, is making up a big list of things to do. And being a writer, I've quickly learned that one of the things that journalists really learn is if you can find a way to make money from something that you're doing,
yeah.
do it.
Right.
So in this case, yeah, I do have an upcoming article for Zymergy that's going to be all about organizing your brewery because, frankly, I'm a slob.
Okay.
And my fiance is... So not a slob that you know she looks cross-eyed every time she walks near my brewery. So the hope is actually as we move into this new place that I can actually make an organized brewery. So the reason I need everybody's help is usually when I write these articles, I have at least a half a fucking clue about what I'm going to talk about. You know, a half an idea of you know maybe how to do this for real. But going back to the slob thing, I have no clue how to do any organization whatsoever.
Me neither.
Get an assistant brewer.
Yeah.
Hire a friend.
That's right. Chad's available. Until probably next month.
Well, so knowing you guys and at least knowing, you know, you got Doc there and you've got your germ thing and the army is fairly vast.
Yes.
There's got to be at least one person out there who is incredibly OCD about this stuff.
I've got some ideas for you. Come out of the forest.
Well, I'll write you a scroll of organization. It's only good for 25 minutes now.
Once you reach the medallion of organization, you'll have everything you need.
Wow. No, you're right. Between Doc and then then clearly some other people in the...
Wear this medallion of organization, and my hero.
And everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the cape of goodwill.
I do hope that... Okay, Drew, I'm going to challenge you to...
A wrestling match.
Somehow incorporate the sentence, the phrase, medallion of organization in your article. Please.
Or like that season of 24 where you have President Palmer saying, the sky is not falling. That's how we know we're in control.
That's not even tough. You can easily incorporate that sentence, and it would make me very proud.
There you go. Yeah, and I think on the last one I just wrote, somebody challenged me to include the word tube sock. So I did.
You have to do that. Oh, really? And you did?
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah, that big, massive article in last month's Zymergy had tube sock hidden in there.
Beautiful. I love it. We should have a contest then for every article that Drew writes anywhere.
Yes.
We'll give him a word or a phrase, and the first listener to find it wins something.
That'd be good.
That would be good. It'll get people reading Drew's stuff, and it'll make us laugh a lot.
Hey, you know, I would love it if somebody actually read my stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, two of those things never happen. We don't laugh a lot and get a lot of laughs. And anyway.
So how should the BNers go about doing this? Are we going to create a thread in the forum where they write, or do you have an email address you want people to write their organization skills to?
Did you call us BNers?
No. Well, actually, you know, I was one step ahead of you. I already created a thread in the Beer Radio Sunday Session area on the forum.
Perfect.
It's called Organizing for Dummies.
Perfect.
And if somebody doesn't want to do that, if somebody would actually rather keep their OCD, you know, kind of under wraps,
right?
They can always feel free to email me at drew@maltosfalcons.com.
Perfect.
How do you spell Maltos?
M-A-L-T-O-S-E.
See, I would put a Z in there.
Yeah. You're stupid.
Sorry. We're from the 70s.
Right.
Maltos. Maltos Falcons.
Okay, so you can hit the forum button and go to Beer Radio, and then there'll be a thread there. What's it called again, Drew?
Organizing for for Dummies, a.k.a. Drew.
Perfect. And you can also email drew@maltosfalcons.com if you have organization, how to organize your brewery skills. You know, Chad's pretty good at it. I see him out there organizing a lot.
Yeah. You can remember what it was, though.
I had great luck with that big article, borrowing help from Tasty and Nathan and others out there. So
great.
More the merrier. I'd like to include more people's opinions. Like I said, I know nothing about organization, so I'd actually like to have somebody help me.
I like articles like that where a journalist has to take on something that they suck at, right? Or they know nothing about. I'm being serious. Like, a lot of my favorite Wired articles are about some guy who had to go learn to do something, and he had just had to, you know, play upon the community. You know, I like it.
Yeah. So, give me your ideas, folks.
All right. Beautiful. Thanks, Drew.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Catch you later.
Bye, buddy.
The Medallion of Organization.
Hey, he's really looking to get laid if he wants to get organized.
Yeah.
Must be a real issue.
Yeah, his old lady's like, listen.
He's calling on everyone.
He's like, look, Drew, you look a mess. Am I going to have your brewery looking a mess? All right, you want to get laid?
You're going to have to find the Medallion of Organization.
Hang up your hoses. Or you're going to have to hang up your hose.
Go through the dark forest of this organization. Until you find...
Through the mash tun of irrelevance.
Yeah.
Into the boiled kettle of love.
Through the pump of haste.
Oh, wow, people. What would I do without you?
I don't know. Be straight?
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's very possible. You got my people?
My networks?
Got my networks on the line? All right, so Ed from Brewmaster's Warehouse contacted me earlier this week. You know, he's been a sponsor now for quite a few months, was a new sponsor this year, and just a great guy, easy to work with because I don't have to talk to him very much.
That's the best, man.
He just kind of sent me on my way, and then he, like, pays his invoice on time.
Checks cash.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing relationship with Ed. But he has a little something to give back to the community. Ed, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, Justin. How are yourself?
I'm doing all right. It's great to have you on the line. I don't know that I've ever even heard Ed's voice, to be honest. Most of my sponsors, I'm like, oh, let's email. We have to talk.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
So much better.
This is ridiculous.
What's up, Ed?
What's going on, bro?
Ed.
Not much, man. Not much. Just having a beer, getting ready to eat some dinner here soon, you know, out in the East Coast. So it's a little later.
Ah, good. Well, you're enjoying our nooner show then.
I am listening.
Loving.
Yeah. I am listening. So it's been entertaining so far.
So far. Well, so Ed sent me a nice email tonight that actually was, you know, occasionally we hear some really good words from our sponsors about how we've helped out and the BN Army has helped out. And this is one of those cases. Why don't you give a little background and tell us what's happening, Ed?
Well, what happened is we picked up and moved our store and, well, at least everything inside of it, and got a brand new location, and it's over three times as big, and we owe a lot of that that success and growth to the Brewing Network and all the BN Army's guys out there ordering away. And you know, we see a lot of orders coming through from the Army and putting in the special instructions. You know, thanks for supporting the Brewing Network, and we really appreciate everything that the Brewing Network and the BN Army has done to kind of make it possible.
Beautiful. So, cool. So what happened? What? Tell us about the space you were in, and then what kind of space you just got to move to.
Well, the space we were in, I guess, would best be summed up as a shithole. it was really small. We had outgrown it a while back, but you know, waiting for the lease to end and all that kind of economic considerations. And the new store is in a nice location. It's about a quarter mile away for the local guys here in the Atlanta area, from our old store, but we're up in a nice location in a much nicer plaza, and the new store is over three times as big. So we got a lot of new stuff that's going to be coming in over the coming weeks and months as we try to fill it out, and it just means more great things that we can offer for everybody that we weren't able to offer in the past because we just didn't have space for anything.
Right. I love to see this kind of success out of small breweries, you know, or brew companies, any kind of small business. Just to move out of a tiny little, say, garage, for example, and move up into a space where...
smaller room, let's say.
And open up said garage for like a couple of t-shirts and to enslave your mother to ship things.
Yes.
Like, these things are the... That's success to me, is what that is. Am I right?
To enslave your relatives.
Am I right, Scott the Jew?
Oh, yeah.
That is... happiness.
Although Jewish mothers enslave their kids, not the other way around.
Yeah, lucky not to have that. And that's awesome. And you know, I give my thanks then to the BN Army too, because you guys have always been supportive. I'll tell you this: one of the things I put in our sponsor packs when we send it out is that we pretty much have a 100% success rate with our sponsors.
Yeah.
Never has a sponsor come back and said, you know, you didn't perform, the Army didn't respond, none of your listeners contacted. Every single person comes back and says, holy shit, did I get a bunch of emails more than any other advertisement I've ever done. So you guys are rad and helping us out and helping out guys like Ed. So congratulations, Ed. I'm glad to hear about your growth.
Thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate it, man, and appreciate what you guys have done, making it possible, and looking forward to doing even more stuff with you guys in the future.
Great. I'd like to have you around. You know, the coolest thing about Brewmaster's Warehouse that we've always promoted is that website and the Brew Builder software. That was a stroke of genius you had right there, Ed.
Well, thanks a lot, man. It was my idea, though a lot of credit goes to the web guys who are much smarter than me that actually made it. As user-friendly as I would like it to be, but, you know, the Brewmaster's Warehouse basically was spawned from having that idea of putting the Brew Builder out there for people to use, and they use it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's just a smart idea. Smart idea. All right, Ed. Well,
one of a few.
Much success. And so did you open the doors today, or is like tomorrow opening day for this new place? What's the deal?
Tomorrow is opening day for the new place. We got everything moved over and set up, and for the most part, and at least able to function. There's still a lot more work to be done, of course, but we're going to be open for business tomorrow and getting orders shipped out and helping folks walk in, and looking forward to what this new space will be able to do for us and help continue to grow the hobby. You know, doing things that we've never been able to do in the past, like offering classes and those kind of things for new folks, and even advanced classes for people who want to take that next step that we've never had the space for. So now we're going to really get in there and try to grow the hobby and get some more people involved and more people introduced to what it's about for beer making and do our part to help grow the homebrewing community and
awesome.
And extension the BN Army.
Awesome. I love it. Give the address for people who are in your hood.
For the people in our hood, we're at 2145 Roswell Road, Suite 320 in Marietta.
Okay. There you go. If you're in town, go over and see Ed. Don't kick him in the nuts. Shake his hand and say thanks for the support.
At least do it first.
Yeah. Then kick him in the nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Wear a
after
cup
we
tomorrow.
Give you a beer.
After, yeah.
Cup check Ed all week, please.
Yeah. It's cup check week at Brewmaster's Warehouse. Find Ed. Do a cup. No, all right, it's not cup check week. Not yet.
Yeah.
That promotion doesn't happen until January.
Let the cat out of the bag.
All right, Ed. Hey, thanks for all the support, and I'm really glad it's working out for you. That's awesome. That's a sign of success for us, too. So glad to hear it, brother.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll catch you later. Good luck.
Take it easy, man.
All right.
Don't tell me how to take it.
That's scary stuff, too. You know, getting into a bunch of overhead like that. You move into a new building. He's probably, you know, doubled at least his expenses, if not tripled.
Yep.
It's a big jump, and you just hope that people keep responding and growing. So that's good to hear. That's awesome.
It's a lot of inventory to take in, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
I do.
You guys went through 5 or 6 different growths over, you know, your time there where you open. You got
to land some and
you get the penicillin.
Yeah.
But yeah, you moved into the building next to you and then the building across the street. And then
I'm talking about my client's Morbier.
Yeah. You're talking about your new client.
Yeah. Yes, they did. They went through a lot of, but I mean, that is a scary part. If you know, he said he had three times now the warehouse space.
Yeah.
That's three times the inventory.
Right.
So his inventory dollars just went up. And so, yeah, he needs the Army's help now more than ever.
That's right.
To move all that nonsense and keep the doors open. Man.
That's scary stuff. And by the way, yeah. He didn't contact me to do a plug. He wrote me an email earlier this week and just said, hey, I'm really proud that I'm moving into a new place, and it's in large part due to the BN Army. Would you mind if I said thank you? And so that's really all he called about.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty rad. He wasn't saying, hey, let me get another spot in, let me plug. He just wanted to say thanks, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
It's just awesome that the way sort of new media is headed, people just seem to get it. It's like, if you want to download the show for free, go ahead. But when it comes time to support the sponsors or buy a yeast book, they do it. They just, but they get it, and it's awesome.
It is. Good people. Alonzo's back, calling him for Drunk of the Week.
Oh, God.
Hello, Alonzo! We're calling him for Drunk of the Week!
Have you been drinking too much dwarven mead?
Oh, my God. Hello?
Pass on.
Are you guys done showing the fuck up yet?
Oh!
Oh, angry Alonzo. Drunk of the Week.
Yeah.
I like it even more.
All right,
Alonzo, what have you had to drink?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. No, I just want to start with one thing. I like to get something out of every episode of the session that I listen to. So what I get out of this episode was that adding oats to just about any beer is a good idea if you want to increase mouthfeel. So his oated IPA is actually a good idea. I like that idea.
Not bad.
Okay. All right, so
got to use that in a while.
I know, right?
Alonzo helped us. Alonzo,
I am
Alonzo, what nationality are you?
No, I'm in Vermont. I'm American, you fucker.
Yeah, but no,
I just have a goofy accent and a weird first name.
But nobody names their kid Alonzo anymore. So yeah. What
are you from Vermont?
No. My real name is Alan, and my friends in high school called me Alonzo. So that's the story.
Why were you stealing stuff from them?
What the fuck, JP? That's in your Facebook.com.
Alonzo's a little more GQ. I could see it.
It is a little more GQ.
Hey, did you see the homebrew chef in Vermont this weekend? Did you bump into that big
No,
guy?
I did not.
Oh.
What?
He was in Vermont this weekend.
I thought he was in New York.
Was he?
Both.
Oh, did both. Got it.
What? No. New York is very different from Vermont, okay?
All right, Alonzo, what have you had to drink?
Too much.
All right, so hold on. I want to start with last week, because last week I tried calling in at least 6 or 7 times, and you did not answer the goddamn phone.
Right,
I don't know if someone was on.
You're a single guy,
okay,
aren't you, Alonzo?
Last week I started at, like, literally when I woke up, but pretty much this time I started literally when I woke up.
Last week when I was finished with my quest, I tried to call in several times. I found the medallion of success, and I found the medallion of inebriation, and I rang up the phone, and there was nobody there! Ever! Ever!
Alonzo, shut up, Jesus.
How many Four Locos did you have?
Don't make me get mad. I will get mad.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so...
You don't like me when I made
you. I'm very, very angry right now! I've got the sword
Gary
of truth.
Oliver says, shut up.
Hey, we want to know what you had this week. This week, Alonzo, what did you have to drink?
All right. I'm about to start, if you can let me. Hello.
We can, right. But we won't.
And the shield of inadequacy.
Go ahead, Alonzo. What have you had to drink?
Yeah, right. Please. Because we're really excited to hear it.
Garrett Oliver says that I can have Bohemian Pilsner. Bavarian Hefeweizen. Okay, he says I can ask Hefeweizen for...
Right now, Garrett Oliver's talking to me through the spirit of the woods. And he says I could have one Saison and one Doppelbock.
I'm looking through the eye of Kilrath, and Garrett Oliver, I see him preparing these for me.
Garrett says,
all right.
Alonzo, put on your blazer of good fortune and drink from the fountain of drunkenness.
The fountain of Oliver.
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh.
All right. Shut up.
What, are we going to wake him up? Come on.
All right. What is? What else has Garrett said you're allowed to drink?
He said that I'm allowed to. So I started pretty much when I woke up. I literally had a half a Viking for breakfast. And then he said that I can drink a whole shitload of Jamil's Scottish AD after that. So I've had pretty much, I'm going to say, 6 pints of Scottish AD at this point.
Okay.
So.
All right, a half for breakfast.
Hold on.
Oh. Sorry.
Yep.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Carry on.
Okay, now you can talk.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. What else?
That's it. Pretty much just, I guess I'm about 7 pints at this time. Oh, fuck you with the crickets. Fuck you with the crickets.
Wait, what time did you wake up?
What time did I wake up at? Oh, okay, hold on, wait. This is the other thing I wanted to mention. I don't blame Jay for sending a text saying, holy shit, I'm awake at about noon his time, because I didn't wake up until about 12:45 my time. So, you know, over on the East
Coast.
By
the way, I sent out a tweet saying that, yes, you are awake, because Bub was talking shit.
Oh, about whether or not I'd be awake?
Yeah.
I was awake at 9. I haven't seen 9 in a while.
They reversed the other side of 9, anyway. Hey, all right, Alonzo, great.
Hey, Alonzo.
How about some more crickets?
Fuck you with...
I've got to go now!
Hey! Hey!
Garrett says
fuck
I can
you.
Have my 8th beer! I will have beer number 8 from the Fountain of Good Youth!
Hey!
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Fuck you.
All right, thank you, Alonzo. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Drunk of the week, call number one.
There
not
goes
bad.
Alonzo.
Weird fucking people in Vermont.
Shit, man.
I'm American, you fucker.
Alonzo's rad.
Yeah. Him and that, what's that other guy's name that Todd liked in Brooklyn? I forget his name now. Mike or whatever
Garrett?
The fuck? I don't know. They need to do a show. Fight each other.
I think you're talking about Todd.
Todd, yeah.
Todd from New York.
We're gonna build this half of a building. We're brewing beer, and we're gonna work on this 350 block.
It's the Todd
and the Lonzo show.
If your name is Todd, do you automatically die at 30? Because no, do you ever met an old guy named Todd?
I never have.
You ever met anyone's grandpa Todd?
He does make up a good.
Wow.
I've never met a Todd over 30.
So enjoy the last couple of years of your life, Todd.
You just jinxed the poor bastard. He was going to be the one Todd who made it to Grandpa
Todd. The one Grandpa Todd?
Todd Bridges.
I don't think so.
No, that's... is there a Todd Bridges?
Yeah. Different strokes.
Dead.
No. Not after... Not before 30.
No, but he's not old. He didn't make it to old.
It almost happened.
Yeah.
He almost died.
San Diego Matt's on the line for Drunk of the Week. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, guys?
What's the word?
I'm not impressed with Alonzo's angry drunk.
No? What, it didn't do it for you?
No. Not one bit. Fuck that guy.
All right, if you say so.
Moving
on.
I like that Drunk of the Weeks are now going to start, it's like fighting with each other.
This is the battle royale. Today has been the worst day of my life.
Why? So, what happened?
Can't get any worse?
Well, I don't want to get into it too incredibly deeply, but... folks have maybe noticed on the forums that I have a harem of dogs, and my wife and I are getting divorced, so that means that...
Over the dogs?
Some of the dogs have to disappear, and we got rid of two of them today. So.
I know a guy for that.
How'd you get rid of them? What do you mean by get rid of them?
Well,
two bullets.
These are the two... The dogs we got rid of are the two Great Danes that we had. And one of the Danes was deaf.
Yeah.
And there was a rescue in Oregon called Deaf Dane Rescue. And they're both going up there. They're doing a underground railroad kind of caravan up there through today and tomorrow. So.
Yeah. How old are these?
It's one of those deals where.
How old are these dogs?
What?
How old are the dogs?
They are 4.5 years old.
Shit, man.
Deaf Dane, that's really specialized. Like,
well,
if you're going to start a business,
it's probably a breed specific thing. They probably end up, there's probably a lot of deaf Dane.
Yeah. Well, and with their colors and their genealogy and stuff, you see a fair amount of deaf Great Danes. But you know, we spent the last.
I didn't do that. Call back, Matt.
It really is the worst day of his life.
Yeah, he's not joking. He got a divorce and had to get rid of his dogs.
And JP thought that was the funniest thing he's heard
all
week.
I mean, I hear an underground railroad of dogs, and I'm trying to picture some black lady like trying to call deaf dogs through the phone.
Well,
and it made me fucking laugh.
Bevo,
Come on, hey, over here.
Only answer Matt's call. I want Matt to call back. So don't just hang up on anybody else. Well, what he means is, I know exactly what he means. I know why he says it that way. My mother has done this with like Labradors and stuff. Whenever there's a rescue involved, sometimes the dog is located in one place and the rescue itself or the foster is somewhere else. I mean, when he calls back, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Because the phone says the line's in use and I don't think you've disconnected it.
Oh, okay. There you go. I don't know what I'm supposed to read all that on your look.
She's a woman. Of course you're supposed to do that.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Boy, that Sam's smarter than I thought. So, you know, what happens is you end up with this... I guess a better description is that it's a relay. It's a dog relay. Like one person drives to one point and a volunteer picks up the dog. And Underground Railroad... I know. I'm just to say, explain it. Underground Railroad is a...
It's a fucked way to put it, I think. It's just pretty... It's pretty funny. And that's why I was laughing. Because
Matt, call back.
Yeah.
Call back. I know I see the line's busy, but keep calling back. I got to hear the rest of this.
Also to equate.
Yeah, I'm
the
just
two.
Hanging up on people, so
that's
don't
perfect.
Call right now.
Other people, you'll have a chance to call back too. We still got a few minutes left.
Just to equate the two. You think
the dogs
and Great Dane
you rescue. You think the dogs' names are like Harriet and Jim?
Why?
Like Harriet Tubman and
well, she
I don't know. Trying to come up with slave references, I don't know.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Stop doing that.
Don't do that.
If anything, their last names are Johnson. Okay?
Don't. Both of you. Worst day of his life.
Worst day of his life. I had to get rid of two dogs. It happens.
And then the BN hung up on me.
I know.
I told you someone needs to fire that board op.
This fucking phone is killing me. I called the idiots about it.
The idiots?
Well,
I never got a call from
them. Well, what kind of phone are you using? The kind that you fucking answer and talk on, and that the person on the other end is supposed to stay there.
IT, they always want to know that. Well, what are you on?
It's not my
computer.
End. It's your fault, you shit nuts.
Faces?
I don't know. Then I start making them names.
Yeah.
I never get very far.
You foot testicles?
You silly skin hairs. And they're like, was that an insult? I don't even know what that was.
You rotten smiler.
You smelly toothed bastard.
Maybe getting hung up on was the last nail in San Diego Matt's coffin and he killed himself.
Jumped off a.
More likely, it's probably the last shell in his shotgun, if you know what
That's
I mean.
Him right there, Beav. You just hung up on him. Oh, you got him. All right.
Okay, hold on. Did you just tell Bevo how to do her job?
Scott, I see you on Skype there.
Yeah,
just,
right?
Oh, you hung up.
Hey,
you got him?
Five, huh?
Whatever.
All right, go ahead. I got him. All right, Matt. Sorry about that. Stupid phone.
No worries.
That time.
And so the dogs are on their way to Oregon on the Underground Railroad, and and your wife and
they stopped for a snack.
How long you been married to your wife?
7 years.
Oh man, I'm sorry, brother. You need a beard
and it's
more.
It's not a big nasty, you know, battle it out to the death divorce. We still actually get along very well. We just don't do so well as a couple. So.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
That's why I don't talk to my dad anymore.
Did you try going gay yet, Matt?
I'm about there. I'm
go homo. Hey, we got you good. You admitted it.
Yeah, so.
Well, listen, I'm making fun of you, but I'm sorry to hear all that, Matt. That sucks balls.
You know what? The reason I called is because I need a little bit of levity in my life at the moment, so.
You need some tough love is what you need. And JP's just the guy to give you the clap.
Yeah. I actually don't even like you.
Well, I'm kind of hoping you might throw it down, Jay. I got the bus, too. You know, we can...
Now, how many dogs you got? You got other dogs, too?
We have 6 dogs left.
Jesus.
Jeez.
What the hell were you guys doing over there?
Well,
Well, that's probably why we're splitting up, so.
Oh, boy. Which one of you is the dog person? Which one of you came with all the dogs?
Nobody came with the dogs, but
we come separate.
My wife's a dog trainer.
Okay, all right. And you're fed up with the dog stepping on your balls all night, jumping up on the bed. I know what's going on. You know.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it goes way beyond that. But you know, to make it real quick and short, yes.
I know. All right. Well, tell us what you've had to drink, Matt. Because I hope it's a lot, brother, because you need it. You deserve it.
Tell us what you plan on drinking.
Well, and please understand, you know, if it's not obvious, I live in San Diego.
All right.
So
go on.
I'm on the way.
And I'm really creative.
I started at 12:45. I've had 5 Sam Adams Oktoberfests.
All right.
On JP's recommendation from several years ago, I have had 4 Buffalo Bills pumpkin ales.
Nice.
Which aren't terrible. I'm not a big pumpkin guy, but whatever.
Yeah,
we had 4.
I'm drinking whatever's in the goddamn beer fridge at this moment. I had 2 pints of my homebrew Janet's Brown and 2 pints of my West Coast Blaster, which is the Jay-Z recipe out of BCS.
All right.
And that's the current.
That's by my math, that's 100 beers since noon that he's had.
No, Jay, since 12:45. Let's be correct.
Since 12:45, he's had 13 beers. Which is
and 4 attempted self-hanging.
And he didn't start sobbing when he was talking about his divorce? It's impressive.
That is impressive. I just started sobbing when he didn't
hear it talking about the dogs. I mean, I cracked up pretty fucking good. Maybe it was when I got hung up on before, but...
Hung up and you were just at the right time. I could tell you were about to start crying like a bitch.
I still have my set, I guess.
Right. That's right. You can thank me for saving your street cred.
Thank you. I still got my set, ladies. Let's go.
Man.
Still got my sack.
Is there going to be... Do you still get to have breakup sex?
No.
Now, I'm guessing the sex stopped like 2 or 3 years ago, right, Matt?
Yes. Pretty much.
Oh, man.
And since then, it's been the hell of 8 dogs in a 1,000-square-foot house and a quarter-acre backyard and me.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what that sounds like? All I can think of is hair and shit. Yeah. When he describes it that way.
That's my worst nightmare.
In hot weather.
Yeah. Well, you wait till you see a Great Dane shit, you know.
I believe it, man.
Honey, why are you shitting in the backyard? It was the dog!
It was the Great Dane.
What are you going to do with the other 6 deaf things?
Yeah, what's up with the other 6 dogs?
4 of them are dachshunds, so they're pretty easy going. One of them is a deaf pit bull who we've found a home for. We're just working out.
Good job.
Logistics. And the other one is called an Abyssin Hound, which is, if folks follow me on Facebook, they'll notice that he was neutered on Friday. He has a home that he's going to, too.
Wow, you guys are doing a good job finding homes, man.
How do you fight a deaf pit bull? Like, how does that work in the ring when they
fight?
You
don't? JP, I'm going to cut you.
Why? I'm just asking a question.
Have you ever met the little midget on TV?
Pitbulls don't have to hear to fight. Their vision is very broad and very keen.
See?
And all they need to do is see and have a mandible that will crush femurs, and they're good to go.
Never mind, JP. Yeah. To answer your completely dog racist question, they're fine without their hearing.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, actually, it may be a little while before I'm down for another dog or so, but...
Another dog fight?
Deaf dogs are the shit, because, you know, the fear is that they don't hear, but actually the benefit is they don't hear.
Oh, he is drunk. Look at him. He's waxing on and on.
Sorry.
Now, Chad wanted to know what else you're going to drink tonight. I think that's a valid question.
That's a really good question.
What do you have lined up? What's in the queue?
I don't traditionally drink anything else than beer, because I drink at a pace that doesn't allow me to consume vodka or rum or whiskey.
Right.
You know, at any kind of traditional standard pace that would not put me dead in about an hour and a half.
Right.
But he is planning on chasing the dragon.
Yeah. So 4 Loko.
Oh, he's going to chase the dragon.
Yeah, I could walk down to the store and get a 4 Loko. I haven't had that yet.
Get Loko,
I do have a beer fridge. part of it is, we've agreed to split the beer fridge, too.
You're going
to
split the beer... Now,
okay,
now
hold
hang
on
a second.
Second,
Matt.
You have no balls now.
Now, listen, now it's getting ridiculous, all right?
Hey.
Is that why you're drinking it all right now, so the bitch doesn't get any?
So she, yeah.
Exactly. I'm gonna start hitting the good shit. I got bottles of Damnation Batch 001.
Oh, you
got
to get into that shit now. Just do it.
Yeah, trust me. I'm either gonna keister it and you know until we split that thing up, or I'm just gonna start drinking it tonight.
Yeah, go get a funnel, pound that motherfucker.
What kind of agreeable un-American divorce is this when they're like splitting the beer fridge too? What has happened in the world that we don't get to fight about things anymore?
And stuff.
We live in a community property state, so it's bitch gets half.
Not if you drink it tonight, you don't.
That's right.
So if I drink all the damnations in the West,
half of what's
then
left.
Ain't half the half.
You know what you do is you
invite some buddies over.
You drink half and then you pee in a bucket and you go, here's your half.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Chip.
You get your half on the way out.
Is it weird? Is it bad that I'm already planning my own divorce?
I was going to say, you are very good at vengeance. If you need vengeance advice, call in your Facebook at 1-800-SUCK-IT.
Hard, friend.
Exactly.
In your face.
Oh. All right, Matt. Well, listen, your lineup is pretty good right now. You're in the lead for Drunk of the Week right now.
Yeah, and, I just, I know that some of those people like Kim follow me on here, so she's going to hear the news. And Gabby, too, she's Drake's biggest fan, so.
Yeah, well, Kim's a bitch.
People got to know eventually about the bullshit.
Yeah, we'll go drink a batch of 01 and then yell at your neighbor.
Yeah, throw the bottle at her. Yeah.
I got some fucking neighbors I can yell at. Fucking the Chargers and the Raiders are playing right now, and there's more Raider fans than Charger fans in San Diego, so I can go yell at some people.
All the Raiders fans have priors, so.
Matt, where's all your boys at? Did she drive them away too?
Where are your girls at?
Where are your networks at?
my networks are out and about. I guess I'm more of an inner pointing person in times of bullshit like this. So.
Well, that's all fine and good, but listen, every now and then you got to just get drunk with your networks and cut loose a little bit. You know what I mean?
Don't
sit around staring at the wall. You're gonna feel worse.
No, it's not. It's not a situation like that.
No.
Today's just rough because the
dogs.
Most of the dogs in our house are not dogs that I agreed to. That they were fosters, but you never foster a deaf dog for more than less than 3.5 years.
Oh, I see.
So
Wear that Smith CD out and start cutting. He sounds like that's Cutter talk right there. Just really more of an inward pointing person, and I drink way too fast for any natural man.
You think he's gonna get all into the Morrissey right now?
Yeah. Why not?
I got a bit more. See, I saw them in concert last year.
Boys don't.
He saw them in concert last year.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe that's why you're getting a divorce. Yeah. You're a fag.
Yeah, dye your hair black.
Exactly. Hey, girls have buttholes too.
Wow, I never heard that
one. I'll be down for you.
Oh! I was just about to play some Morrissey for him. Yeah. I didn't do that. It's that stupid Comcast. Comcast, you can suck it.
But does that make you sad?
You can't just say that.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
I got this Skype guy. He keeps calling me 100 times.
Who's last?
I keep answering the phone.
Should I answer this one, or are we waiting for Matt to call again?
No, go ahead and answer. Matt can call Matt. That's enough already.
Did he just say chicks have assholes, too?
He did.
He did. He said buttholes, but
Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You there, Scott?
Buttholes.
I can hear you, brother.
Yahtzee.
Hello?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Your connection sucks.
Yeah, your connection sucks.
I think he's talking Chinese right now.
Oh, how are
you?
Call the 800 number instead. Yeah, I can't hear you. It's your Skype. It sucks.
I think it's John Palmer's mic calling in.
So Skype and Comcast can officially suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a minute.
You're welcome.
Still just looking for some good Morrissey.
Is there such a thing as good Morrissey? Do we have time for that?
Yeah, he is gay. Look at that picture. Yes, sir.
But he had some Elliot Smith.
This is for you, Matt. Every day's like Sunday.
Going loco for that loco.
I hate Morrissey. I hate his awful voice. Charging slowly over wet sand. Schumann covers this song, and it's just as awful. I hate it. Every time, I'm like, Schumann.
You should uncover it.
What are you doing to us over here? I want to jump in a pool of acid. Not the LSD kind, either.
Oh. I don't think they're dead yet.
Oh.
On the underground Poochie Railroad. Running to freedom, but can't hear the call.
We have Mick from Washington on the line. Mick, what's happening?
What part of Washington?
Apparently.
Hey, guys, what's going on down in CA these days?
None of your business.
Not much. What's happening,
let
Mick?
Let me tell you. You know, certainly Matt gets the sympathy vote for fucking drunk of the day.
Fuck, man. Weak. Huh.
He's calling from my home away from home.
The mental institution?
No, I wonder what happens if I call him.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
Shut up.
Planned Parenthood.
Was he a 21? Was he a 215 number, Beef?
Again, line in use. I can't tell.
Press your menu. No, just press the bottom of that circular thing where it says redial.
I don't think it's 215. That's a Pennsylvania area code.
404.
All right, call it. Call them back. I'll see if it works when I call somebody. So I have something to tell these Comcast ass wipes. Besides...
What kind of phone are you using?
Every day. Oh. Sorry, B.
Growing black roses in the garden.
We gotta go. We've reached our time limit.
Black roses.
Can we get our own coasters in here? I'm kind of sick of these.
They're getting old, huh?
Then we can have like SAT questions in the back. Ooh. Our logo on the front. You know, some weird questions in the back.
How about China? Can I get us China instead? Ooh. Put our beer
little
glasses
slices
on?
Slices of China.
Little perfect China coasters.
Have them forever.
That's right. We'll sell them at a yard sale one day.
Is that one right here? Okay. Never mind.
It's not working?
It's not connecting, and every time I pick up the phone when somebody calls in, it's just a dial tone.
Great.
Just plug your cell phone into the out right there. Right?
Now I got to have the guy come in. Uh-oh. I hate when the guy comes in.
Yeah, you do.
Way to go, Bevo. Are they going to charge you for the guy to come in?
They do.
Bevo makes
Why?
The guy pull out.
It's their fault.
Yeah, come on.
All right, how about we just give Drunk of the Week to Matt from San Diego, who, you know,
Boo.
Not just the sympathy. The guy had 13 beers since 1.
And he can still wax. Well, he was waxing on. Hey!
How could you not think that guy was drunk? 13 beers?
He handled himself very, very well. But towards the end, he was getting very, like, rambly, and he was talking like he was drunk.
And right now, I guarantee he's curled up in a ball on the kitchen floor crying like a bitch.
I think it's weeping.
Probably touching a dog.
More than crying.
I'm gonna miss you.
I don't really like him. That's not very nice.
I know. He seems real nice.
We've met him.
Touching a dog.
We have?
That's funny.
Yeah, he was at the SoCal Brewers Fest.
That's cool.
Yeah, great.
He's probably got his hand on the nuts of a dachshound right now.
Feel the heat on this one.
He's like, I just need some warmth in my life. Everything is cold.
And on my
chin. Or he's doing a lot of...
You have to be dominant.
I am the leader of the pack.
You have to be dominant. I am dominant.
I have to call into the BN.
All right, guys.
Which what? Caesar Melon looks more I'm like a bear to me, but then dominant, but whatever.
All right. What a great show we had today.
We did. Round of applause for the show.
I did forget to mention, you know, if I didn't talk about it today yet, I need to talk about it now.
You probably haven't, whatever it is.
You know that Beersmith software?
Yes.
For brewing? Oh, such great software. You can go over to beersmith.com and check it out and learn how to brew through Beersmith software. Does it do that? Does it teach you to brew?
Yeah.
It
sure,
does?
Why not?
Why not?
Does
I'm, just adding,
for you too.
I'm adding features now. It's so great that it will teach you to brew. No, forget all that other brewing software. Go to beersmith.com. You get a free 21-day trial version of their Beersmith software. It's better than all the other brewing software out there, and really goes a long way to help you organize your brewery and your recipes. It converts recipes from several different formats. You can build them quickly. You can keep your inventory. You can scale recipes to batch size, equipment, or brew house efficiency. And it doesn't look like you're peering into a Commodore 64.
That's true. You don't have to get into DOS mode.
It looks like a real program that runs on your computer, which helps me a lot. It's got timers and things that count and calculate.
It has a brain. It comes with a brain. My favorite part is you can add ingredients very easily. I was transferring some recipes into it on my home computer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I added golden naked oats and torrefied wheat.
Right.
Golden promise.
Goes in real easy.
Yeah, you just add it. Yeah, it does.
Well, they update it all the time. So when new ingredients come out, you find them in there already. So all kinds of different things. You can schedule your brewing activities. You know, this might help Drew with his Zymergy article. Don't just organize your brew house. Schedule your brewing activities.
Email that to him. Don't let anyone take that idea.
Not to mention, over 300 recipes are available on beersmith.com. And if you go to blog.beersmith.com, it's a very popular and very up-to-date blog that they write nearly 100 detailed articles on brewing, including a comprehensive online book called The Beersmith Home Brewing Guide. So all sorts of things over at beersmith.com, plus a 21-day free trial. And, who doesn't like free, right?
I love it.
Beersmith.com. All right, we'll take one last call. Looks like we have Todd back on. Todd, what's happening?
You dropped that tranny yet, Todd?
Hey. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Sense anyway, Todd. What's happening?
Oh, it was JP. Of course it didn't.
Right.
Not too much. Wait. I'm sorry, Matt's drunk of the week?
I was going to give it to Matt. Do you want to compete?
Well, I don't know, because I was really drunk, and then I listened to Matt and became stone sober. He was so depressing.
I know. He's got a poor guy's got a tough life right now.
That was sobering.
That was brutal.
I know. So now you understand why you got it.
I mean, you can't give away dogs and give away a wife all at the same time. That's too much for a man to take.
That was nasty. Well, the only thing I have going in my favor is I'm ready to sing for Justin.
Oh, well, that'll help. This could sway the vote, except for that screaming.
Yeah, turn down the kids, please.
Yeah, I'm actually leaving the kids at the moment.
Do you need me to pull up background music for you?
Well, I know what a Neil Diamond fan you are, so I have something prepared.
Huge fan. What do you got for me?
I have Forever in Blue Jeans. Just for you.
Okay. Let's do it.
Sounds a little fruity. Great.
Okay. Were you going to pull that up, or should I just go?
Hang on. I'm looking for it for you. I can pull it up if you want.
Pull them blue jeans up?
I don't care.
Here you go. I got it for you. Hang on. Get closer to the... Never mind. Just do it. Oh, I got the live version.
Oh, excellent. We're at the creek here.
I thought it was in the shower.
All right, it's coming up. I mean
everybody. Everybody. That's what I'm talking about.
Attaboy, Todd. Get into it.
But it can't dance and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever seen.
He's like out in the freeway right now.
Portable phone.
Oh, did he hang up?
Portable phone, cut out.
Now, let's just listen to Neil then. Come on, everybody! We'll do okay. Devil in Blue Jeans!
Wow!
Yeah, don't take any more calls. It's not going to work anyway. Oh, take this guy. I'll take it. I got him.
Yeah, you will.
Todd, what's happening?
Neil, you're on the phone.
All right, I'll fix the phones this week, I promise. Sort of.
Hey, I have an announcement to make.
Oh, Chad's getting married.
To Matt's wife.
I'm getting divorced.
But,
I'm getting two dogs from a rescue in Oregon.
Easy. You might be listening still.
All right, carry on.
All right. But Pacific Coast Brewing Company has been around a long time in Oakland. I believe it's like their 20-something anniversary. I'm sorry, I have to look it back up. Anyway, they're going to throw an Old Oakland Beer Festival. They're basically going to shut down the streets down there between Washington and 9th and Oakland on the 16th. And basically, it's just going to be a beer fest from 12 to 7 with a bunch of local breweries, California beers. And Pacific Coast is putting it on, so I just want to give them a plug. They're really nice people. Last time we were down there, they just mentioned it to us and thought it was a great time. So,
yeah, I'm glad you did that. They contacted me to be a part of it, too. I got to get back to them and see what we can do down there at the festival. Congratulations to a brewery that's been around for a long time. Yeah, I think so. Let's see. I got Todd back on. Todd, sorry. Go ahead. Carry on. No? Lost Todd. Phone's totally fucked. Sorry, guys. Now, Scott, let's try once more. Scott?
Boop, 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 boop.
Shoot me in the fucking head.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I'll try to get the phones fixed and fix your own Skypeses before you call me.
Skype's easies, bro.
Skype says. All right. Next week we got Abita Brewing Company on the line.
Oh.
Yeah. Week after that, we have some of the White Labs crew in, but not the whites, necessarily. We're talking to the ladies of White Labs.
Awesome.
It's the Ladies of White Labs show. No. We respect the ladies of White Labs.
Sure.
They wear naughty stuff, though, whenever they do. Like promotions and parties. I know. You can't clench your teeth and talk about a sponsor.
Why not?
It's wrong.
Is it?
It's wrong.
So who's hotter, the White Labs girls or the Cicerone girls?
Brewmaster's Warehouse.
That's a good question.
One that we might cannot have to answer.
We might have to put out a beauty. Sponsor. We might have to have a sponsor.
Be in sponsorship beauty pageant.
A sponsor beauty pageant.
I like it.
Oh, I like it too. We could maybe do it at BNA 5.
Swimsuit
six.
Competition.
BNA 6.
Talent show, yeast pitching competition.
Oh, who can pitch the yeast the best?
Yeah, mashing in competition. Maybe?
Shake up that vial, sweetheart. Shake it up. You got to. What's that? Oh, sorry, I had you muted. What's that, Bevo?
I said I'm going home.
Oh, wait, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
Shake up that vial, sweetheart. Come on.
Yeah. Can you have one in each hand?
Oh.
Give another long-winded story from your camping trip, Justin.
I think that's all I got. No good ones, anyway. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to Rick from the Great South Bay Brewery in Long Island, New York. A lot of fun. And thanks for sending beer, by the way.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's awesome. All right. We'll see you next week with Abita. I apologize to all the callers. You did a great job. And congratulations to Matt for winning Drunk of the Week. You got yourself some Belgian candy sugar, courtesy of Dark Candy Inc. And you can brew a nice big Belgian beer to drink your sorrows away.
Yeah, and someone go take his belt and his shoelaces
away, please.
Shoelaces.
Go to Mexico.
I am currently messaging him, meaning he is still listening, assholes.
Oh.
Good.
Is he crying, though?
Suck dick, man.
Weeping, Justin. Weeping.
Is he lubricating his masturbation with his own tears is what I want to know. Because he's not a true Drunk of the Week until he has lubricated his wiener with his own tears.
Oh, interesting visual.
Thanks, sir.
Or the tears of his dog.
He's crying. Okay.
Thanks. Good.
All right, Matt. Hey, hang in there, buddy. It'll be fine.
No.
Just once, JV. Give him a positive note.
It will. You'll be around. Yeah. You'll be around.
Rub the dog out with your tears.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks.
My mind. I love homebrew all the time. Yeah, I think I have